Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecier, shot, score! Cecier took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Hello and welcome inside the Viero Event Center. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tri-City Storm hockey on a Wednesday night. Here tonight, the Storm taking on the Waterloo Blackhawks, the second meeting of the two teams this season. The first meeting back on October 12th ended in a shootout. The Waterloo Blackhawks got the win 3-2 in a shootout. Here tonight, a new game, a new slate for the Tri-City Storm, and we are inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And these two teams kind of going in different directions right now. Waterloo 7-2 on the season in their first nine games. Tri-City Storm 2-5-2 in their first nine games. This is the first of a three-game week for the Storm. The first of nine three-game weeks this season. Tri-City facing Waterloo tonight. On Friday night, the Storm will welcome Lincoln Stars here to the Viero Event Center. And then on Friday, Tri-City will travel to Sioux City to face the Musketeers in the third game of the week. So three games this week, and that means some of these Storm players going to get a feel for a little bit faster pace. Three games in a week here in the USHL. Not as much time to prepare, not as much time to plan. Here on a short week, only had Monday and Tuesday of practice after Saturday night's game in Omaha. And now you see the two teams getting ready to go here, Waterloo and the Tri-City Storm. Waterloo is a team that has really come out and impressed this season here in the USHL. They have seven total wins against seven different opponents, and this is pretty impressive. They've actually knocked off three teams in the Eastern Conference. They've knocked off Green Bay, Youngstown, Chicago, Sioux Falls, Omaha, as well as Lincoln. So if you add Tri-City to that, a win on October 12th, seven different teams that Waterloo's beaten. They're third place in the Western Conference right now between Omaha, after Omaha and the Sioux Falls Stampede. However, really a great start. Waterloo had a six-game win streak snapped in their last game on Saturday night. They lost to Sioux City at the Tyson Vance Center. And they've been without their captain, Tim Lappin, who played for the Storm as recently as last season. Lappin was traded to Waterloo at the trading deadline, named captain of the team for this season, but suffered an injury on October 5th and hasn't been back in the lineup since then. So they're missing their captain, but they've been very successful, and that's in part to a defense that's very active. The defense very much up in the play, and they're able to score. A couple different players that are on top of the scoring leaders of defensemen. Mark Friedman, 10 points. 2 goals and 8 assists for Friedman. You've also got Brandon Montour, 3 goals and 5 assists. And Hayden Shaw, 4 goals and 2 assists. I mean, when you have three defensemen like that, you also got Dane Cooper, who has some offensive abilities. That's going to help your team offensively. And if they're responsible defensively, it's great that they have Cal Peterson as well. And Cal Peterson, one of the top goaltenders here in the USHL. But he's not with the Waterloo team tonight. We'll tell you a little bit more as we get into the starting up to Josh Howgie, but Cal Peterson is where Austin Pogansky is, playing up in Canada, in Nova Scotia, for the next 10 days. So the Waterloo Blackhawks will start their backup goaltender, Matthias Israelson, and the Storm get a look at the backup goaltender for the second time here. Waterloo started Israelson back on October 12th here at the Viero Event Center. So the Storm will get their second look at him and their second look at this Waterloo team here. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Got lots more coming up next, including the CHS Agri Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner in just a moment, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon rolls are now at Burger King. baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Mini Bon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in tonight's CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. The Storm going up against the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center for the second time this season. And Coach, it's been a couple straight losses for you guys last weekend. Hard-fought battle, especially on Saturday night with Omaha. Couldn't get any points in that one. What is the mood in the room right now and the confidence around this team?
Well, I think everybody's a little bit, shaken a little bit, but I think it was a great week of practice, and the mood in the locker room is positive right now. We kind of looked back at last season, and I actually had an NHL scout call us and talk a little bit and said, hey, he thought that we're just right on the cusp of breaking out. And he said we reminded him of the Green Bay team last season. So we did a little research and looked at Green Bay, and they started the season 1-7-2. And then ended up 37-23-4, and we have used that as to let the guys know, hey, like, we haven't got off to the start that we wanted right here in the last, this little stretch, but you're right there. You just got to tighten up a few things, and we have some offensive hockey players that are learning how to play, both ways. And if they play better defense, it's going to open up their offense, and that's kind of what we've been stressing is just to do the little things right defensively, and that'll open up your offensive game. We're trying to press and get too far ahead of the game, and that's why we're not able to make as many plays as we should.
Some of those forwards that are in their first season here with you guys, Chris Wilkie, Chase Berger, they've been playing on a line. Tonight you stick Kyle Eastman on the line with them and maybe give him an opportunity to play with some high-talented forwards. When Kyle Eastman's at his best, what is he doing for you guys?
Well, he's getting to the net. He's getting to the dirty areas. He's playing hard. He's bringing a lot of energy. He's finishing hits. He's doing all the little stuff. And with Ross Olsen out of the lineup, we look to a guy that, when Ross was in there, that was the best that Chase and Chris had played when that line was together. So we're looking for Kyle to step into that role and do what Ross did when he was at his best, and that's finishing hits, creating space for some skilled players.
This week, a three-game week for you guys, the first one of the season where you got three games here in just a couple of days. Who does that benefit most, and specifically, do you think it'll benefit Christian Horn, maybe Sean Lang, guys who are still learning the system here, getting acclimated to Kearney?
No question. I think the biggest one it's going to benefit is Christian. I mean, he's all he's missing is gameplay, and he's going to get a chance to play three games this week. It'll get him going, get him into the swing of things. You know, I think he's the type of kid that once he gets his first one who could score 25, 30, 35 goals for us. He's a tremendously talented player. You know, a lot are very similar to the situation that we were in last year with Trevor Mingoia. I think a guy, once he gets his first one, he's really going to explode for us.
Tonight against Waterloo, once again, second time that you guys faced them. The first time was a shootout loss, so pretty even game. It was a back-and-forth game for you guys. You got a goal in the third period to tie that one up. What's your game plan here tonight going up against the Blackhawks?
Well, we want to transition the puck quickly. You know, we want to get up and down the ice surface with them. I think that they're very skilled. They got 3D that are 1, 2, and 3 in the league in scoring for defensemen, so we have to be physical with them. We have to, you know, bump those guys early and often, and, you know, we got to get to their goaltender. They got the Swede goaltender going again, who we saw the first game, who was very good, but we got to get traffic to him, and we got to find a way to beat him.
Yeah, we talk about Matthias Israelsson, a guy who, in his first game against the Storm here at the Viero Event Center, held his own. Hasn't seen a lot of time in net here, but he's kind of forced into the spotlight with Cal Peterson going up north to Canada. Kind of like a similar situation with Austin Pogansky here for the Storm. Any specific game plan against him now that you've seen him once?
Well, we got to get traffic. We got to get him moving laterally. You know, I didn't think we got to the scoring areas as much as we needed to, but you look at the goals we scored. You know, the first one was a power play goal where, you know, we had traffic right in front of the net, and Austin was there to bury one, and then the second goal was just getting to move laterally. Thomas Aldworth cut across and then beat him short side high. So I think those are the two keys for us to be beating him, but we got to score goals in the dirty areas, and we got to get pucks to the net, and we got to bury rebounds.
Finally, a second straight game where you're going with 7 defensemen in the lineup, 11 forwards. How does that change things on the bench? And, you know, you talked about it a little bit. It was nice to get Sean Lang in the lineup. Is that kind of a similar theory here tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's early for us. It really allows us to get the guys that are going to get more ice. I mean, looking at it up front, the 11 forwards, I mean, by the end of the game, you're probably going down to 9. So if two guys aren't going, you're not going to play. And then defensively, you know, you'll play 7 for a little bit, but realistically, we're going to be at 6. So we're going to, you know, we're going to fire every bullet in the gun tonight. We got 3 games, but we're just worrying about finding a way to win here tonight.
All right. The head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, once again, thanks for joining us here in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner.
Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! It's picked up by Guy.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the booth here. Jared Schaffran at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks getting ready to do battle. You just heard from Josh Howgie in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Now let's check the Best Western Plus email inbox, and we're actually going to ask you for your questions here for the Best Western Plus email inbox. Send your questions, anything you have Storm-related, to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. We'll answer that in the Central Hydraulics intermission report. Now let's get to tonight's starting lineups, presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations right here in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup here tonight for the visiting Waterloo Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks starting their top line tonight of Zach Sanford, John Witala, and Drew Melanson. Sanford starts on the left wing, wears number 12. A commit of Boston College. He's a Auburn, New Hampshire native. He was drafted this summer by the Washington Capitals. Sanford scored a goal against the Storm in the first meeting between these two teams, and he has been one of the impressive rookie forwards for the Blackhawks this season so far, with 4 goals and 4 assists. Sanford on the left wing gets the start. Witala at the center. He's committed to Ohio State, Lakeville, Minnesota native, and Witala, also a veteran here for the Blackhawks, 3 assists in his first 7 games this season. On the right wing is number 25, Drew Melanson, native of Paramus, New Jersey. He's committed to RPI. He came over in a trade from the Omaha Lancers, if you recognize Melanson's name. A veteran of the USHL, played all last season with Omaha. Now on this Waterloo team, was traded just a couple games into the season. He's got 3 goals and 2 assists for his new team, and he gets the start on the right wing. On defense, number 55, Dane Cooper, gets the start on the left defense. Chicago, Illinois native. Cooper, a veteran as well, second year in Waterloo. 3 assists for Cooper in his first 9 games with the team. And Mark Friedman, the start on the right defense, wears number 51, Toronto, Ontario native. He's committed to Bowling Green, and Friedman, the leading defenseman in scoring here in the USHL. 2 goals and 8 assists for Friedman already this season. He has 10 points. He's a +3, and he's starting on the right defense here tonight for Waterloo. In net is number 1, Matthias Israelsson. And Israelsson, he's only started 2 games. One of those is right here at the Viero Event Center. This is his second start against the Storm. A record of 1-1. He's allowed 6 goals in those two games that he's been played in. And he's got a goals against average of 2.9, a save percentage of 88.9%. Israelsson in net, a Frölunda Sweden native. And he gets the start here for Waterloo, the second matchup between these two teams. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the home team, the Tri-City Storm. The Storm coming tonight with a record of 2-5-2 here at the Viero Event Center, 1-3-2. Looking to get back in the win column here as the Storm have dropped their last few games. And this Waterloo team that the Storm got a point from the last time they met on October 12th, a 3-2 shootout loss. Tri-City starting their third line tonight on the left wing, number 16, Nick Hutchison, Hicksville, New York native, committed to Northeastern University. Hutchison in 5 games thus far has yet to register a point. And he'll be on the left wing, wears number 16. Ryan McMurphy in the center, wearing number 9, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma native, through 8 games. 2 goals and an assist for McMurphy. He's in the center here to start. On the right wing is number 13, Garrett Gomez. Gomez, another guy, hasn't scored a point yet in 8 games. Gomez was scratched on Saturday, back into the lineup here tonight. Told no injuries, just a night off for Gomez, who is expected to be a big scorer for the Storm, but has started off a little slowly here this season. He wears number 13 on the right wing. On the left defense, number 4, Cutler Martin. Martin committed to the University of Michigan. So far in his first 9 games, he has 4 assists. And Martin, an East Lansing, Michigan native, on the left defense here, number 4. Jalen Schultz, number 8 on the right defense, Cambridge, Minnesota native. 9 games for the Storm, yet to register a point. 6'1", 170 pounds, wearing number 8. And in net for the Tri-City Storm, wearing number 30, Jacob Johansson, native of Stockholm, Sweden, has played 8 games for the Storm. And Levine has gotten 2 starts as the backup. Johansson has started 7 games. This will be his 8th start of the season, his 9th overall game. A goals against average of 2.7, and it's 92.8%. Save percentage, one of the best numbers in the league. For the Storm goaltender, number 30, Jacob Johansson. The scratches tonight for the Storm: Steve Hayden, Joey DiBenedetto, Chase McMurphy, Ross Olsen serving the 3rd game of his 4-game suspension, and Austin Pogansky. Now, Pogansky's a scratch, but he's getting ready to suit up for the Team USA in the World Junior A Championships up in Nova Scotia, Canada. Pogansky out of the lineup tonight, and he'll be out of the lineup for the rest of this week. He'll miss 4 games for the Storm. Waterloo is missing their starting goaltender, Cal Peterson, who is also up in Nova Scotia to play for that United States team. Both of them representing their teams here in the USHL. Both of them out of the lineup here for the next couple of games for their respective teams. Now let's take a look at the New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-time rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys for the Storm tonight. Number 1, gotta be offense here. Storm need to get as many goals as they can. They've struggled in this department. They have less than 2 goals per game this season. That's their number 1 key at this point. They gotta score some goals. Number 2, getting back in transition. Josh Howgie, coaching staff, have been showing a lot of video to the players of lazy transition plays. And the Storm are going to try to get back in transition, get back in the play, not allow any quick opportunities for Waterloo. Final thing, Jacob Johansson on Saturday night. Played very well in net, only allowed two goals to an Omaha team that has been very good offensively. And if we can get the same kind of start from Johansson, same kind of game from Jacob Johansson, Storm will have a chance to win here tonight against this Waterloo team. We're going to take a break here as we start the national anthem, and we come back. It'll be puck drop time at the Viero Event Center here on the Breeze.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We're ready to go here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks Storm. Going from right to left on your radio dial as we drop the puck on the faceoff. Waterloo is going from left to right. And the Storm get it in deep in the Waterloo end. Gomez back to chase it below the dots. And now it's picked up by Sanford for the Blackhawks, thrown all the way down into the Storm end. It'll be an icing on Waterloo. We'll have a chance to reset things here at the Viero Event Center. Just 20 seconds in, a scoreless game. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks. The Blackhawks wearing their road uniforms, black jerseys with black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back, and red trim down the side with their classic Blackhawks logo on the front. Storm in their white home uniforms with their white helmets on, purple lettering and numbering on the back. Tri-City had a chance off the faceoff. Lebowski fan on a shot now as we resume playing. Zach Sanford chips it deep into the Storm end. Cecier leaves it for L'Esperance, and now Joel L'Esperance backs it off the glass, trying to get it out of the zone, kept in by Winnecke. Scrum forward at the top of the zone, taken by Tri-City. Now Christian Horn. Horn on the far side takes a shot, save made by Israelson, and he hangs on to stop play. Lebowski takes a spill as the play was ending. 19-17 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Just underway here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City and Waterloo are scoreless. Storm with a first shot on net there from Christian Horn on the right wing tonight with Joel L'Esperance and Dan Lebowski. Faceoff is to the left of Israelson and won by the Blackhawks. And now Winnecke has it. Kept in by Martin, who fanned on a shot. Rebounds loose for Horn. Horn keeps it in deep. Dumps it into the near side corner as Lebowski goes and chases. And now it's taken by the Blackhawks and moved ahead by Peter Krieger. Krieger the leading scorer on this Waterloo team. As Johansson lost it there for a second to Russell. But now good defense by Cutler Martin to tie him up in the corner. Chase Berger comes and takes the puck. Berger behind the net now. Moves it to Gulkowski on the far side of wall. Gulkowski, nice pass ahead there in neutral ice. And now Gulkowski had to get it back and reset. As it's back to Waterloo now. And it's dumped in on Johansson. Sticked into the corner. Gulkowski tried to play it up the wall. almost turned over. Now Tori Dello has it on his stick. His pass was deflected by a Waterloo stick and now moved up the wall, kept in by McCray, who fired a shot that was deflected wide. Now on the far side, kept in deep again by Waterloo. Some good pressure here from the Blackhawks. Veith with a shot that was blocked in front by Berger. And now Chase Berger controls the puck for Tri-City. Berger with a long cross-ice pass. Hits his man right in stride. That's Christian Horn. Horn tried to dump it in for Wilkie. It was blocked. Eastman got it back over to Dello. Now Wilkie. Wilkie swings it in with a backhand. That was blocked. And now Waterloo takes possession. Blackhawks into neutral ice now. And McCray banks it off the far side wall. It's into the Storm end. Dello, first man there, finds his partner Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side. Into neutral ice. Here's the Storm of the rush. It's Drew Mayer. Mayer leaves it there for Wilkie. Wilkie down the near side. Wilkie to the net. Takes a shot. Israelson got a piece of it. Wilkie picks up his own rebound. Chris Wilkie makes one move around a player. Goes through two more players. Now leaves it there for Drew Mayer in the near side corner. Wilkie's going to go off on a line change here. Eastman takes his man down near the top of the zone. It was cleared out. Sean Lang, the defenseman for the Storm, picks it back up but turned it over. Storm player takes his man down. That was Drew Mayer who got the puck back over to Sean Lang. Tri-City with it now, transitioning. It's Joel Lesperance. Left it for Aldworth. Aldworth in onside. He's got a streaking McMurphy, but it was taken back by Sanford. Big hit by Lesperance on Sanford. And here come the Blackhawks. Melanson, a lot of time. Tried a centering pass for Cooper, and it went too far away from him. And now McMurphy gets it out of the zone. Tried to lead Aldworth there. Picked back up by Friedman. Friedman on the near side over to Melanson. Melanson almost turned it over. Yes, he does. In neutral ice. Jalen Schultz dumps it back into the Waterloo end. Israelson leaves it to Friedman on the near side corner. Back to Cooper. Dealt with a loose stick on the ice there, but able to control the puck. Waterloo banked it too far ahead of Sanford, and now Cecere able to control for Tri-City. And Jalen Schultz tried to get it out to Gomez. He did neutral ice, but Sanford was there to pick it up for Waterloo. Blackhawks with it now. On their sticks, it's Derek Pratt, the defenseman. Found Krieger. Krieger into the zone with a shot that was blocked by Cecere. Rebounds loose, picked back up by Krieger. Krieger on the near side wall. On the near side half boards, leaves it there for Melanson with a shot that deflected off of Schultz and went wide of the net. Now another shot was blocked in front from Waterloo. And now it's up top, and Gomez transitions over to Hutchison. Hutchison tried to chip it past Russell, and it was taken away by Waterloo. Back to the stick of Derek Pratt. Blackhawks now in neutral ice. Scrum for the puck with the Storm is won by Winnecke. Winnecke in onside. Tries a centering pass, taken away by Schultz. Trying to get it out, kept in. Shot was blocked in front by Cecilio. Dangerous there for a second. Now a shot that wide. Went wide there from Winnecke and kept in by Russell. Winnecke down low in the corner, tried a centering pass. No Blackhawk there, and Gomez picks up a loose puck. Gomez past the red line, dumps in deep, takes a hit, goes off on a change. Israelson out of his net, plays it to the top of the zone. Dello keeps it in. Dello with a shot off the right post. Dello had a chance there, and Lesperance may have deflected it with a stick. It went off the right post. Dello gets it back to Lesperance. He played it ahead for Christian Horn. Horn with a speed into the zone around the back of the net. Horn to the center. Nice setup there for Lesperance, but it was taken away by Waterloo. And now a penalty upcoming to Christian Horn. He took down B.J. Salerno. Shot was deflected away by the goaltender Johansson. Storm trying to touch up here, and now they do. It'll be Christian Horn going to the box as he took down B.J. Salerno. A tripping call. I don't think Horn did that intentionally, but he was trying to get back in the play, and he ran into Salerno. And I believe that'll be the first penalty minutes Horn has as a member of Tri-City Storm. Nice run of play there. Both teams getting some chances. 15:06 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got a scoreless game at the Viero Event Center between the Storm and the Blackhawks right here on the Breeze. Faceoff is to the left of the goaltender for the Storm, Johansson. Won by Waterloo, but out to neutral ice. Blackhawks have a really top-notch power play. They are number one in the USHL in power play. And they've been successful on 28% of their opportunities. Storm, though, break this play up at the line, and Eastman throws it all the way down the ice. Stopped by Israelson, and now picked up going the other way by Brandon Montour. Waterloo bringing it in. Now it's Krieger on the far side. Wraps it around to the near side for Russell. Patrick Russell on the near side wall into the corner. And it's played by Winnecke. Winnecke now on the half boards. Plays it up top for DeMario. Now a shot and a save made by Johansson there on his right post. Krieger makes a play to Russell. Down low for Winnecke. Back to Krieger on the right circle. It was deflected by Berger. Kept in though by DeMario. With a shot blocked in front by Dello and sent down out of the zone towards the Waterloo end. And now into the Waterloo end, DeMario has to reset. Russell brings it in onside. Russell with a quick shot, blockered away by Johansson. On the far side, Melanson now Melanson to the center. Dello gets it up top and out of the zone. Nice job, an aggressive play by Torrey Dello. Waterloo regrouping in neutral ice. Brought in onside now by Melanson. Melanson on the far side. Finds Friedman at the top of the zone. Shot for Cooper. Deflection in front. Went wide of the net. And now Lebowski will skate it out for the Storm. Lebowski tried to move past Friedman. Gets taken down. A penalty upcoming. Dan Lebowski, using his speed, gets taken down and draws an interference call on Waterloo. Will be 4-on-4 for the next 34 seconds. And then we will see a Century 21 power play. Friedman gets called for interference. Lebowski dumped the puck up the wall and then went to the center. If Lebowski had followed the puck, I don't think that would have been called. However, he went to the center away from where he had played the puck, and he was taken off the puck. So that is an interference. Storm with a faceoff. Gomez had a chance to the net there, but taken off before he could get a shot off. Nice defensive play by the Blackhawks there, and it was McCray. Now Gomez back in the Storm and finds a pass for Martin. Martin will skate the length of the ice in onside. Martin now on the near side wall, stops there. Storm are going to get a change here. And so they only have three men in the Waterloo end. Martin just dumps it deep. Nice play over to Hutchison in the far side corner. Hutchison looking for some help, goes to the center. A shot save made by Israelson. Hutchison by himself there, and not much of an effort for Waterloo defensively. Hutchison moved right out in front, and Israelson was able to make the save on kind of a wraparound attempt. Nice opportunity for Hutchison going to the net. And now the Storm finish that change. They'll have 4-on-4 for another 3 seconds, 13:08 remaining in the first. Scoreless game. Storm now on the power play. They won the faceoff, but Berger got taken off the puck. And as Horn came out of the box, it's dumped down into the Storm end. 1:17 remaining in the man advantage. Tri-City. Shortened power play here. The Century 21 power play. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie moved past a player. Rolled a puck in on Israelson. And Matthias Israelson covers up and makes the save. 1:08 remaining on the penalty for interference to the defenseman Mark Friedman from Waterloo. 12:47 remains in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City with 1:08 left in that Century 21 power play. Faceoff is won by the Blackhawks, and it could not be kept in by Wilkie. Looked like Wilkie tried to keep it in with his left glove, but it got past him all the way down into the Storm end. Glukowski tried to play it for Lebowski, intercepted by Sanford. Now a loose puck picked up by Glukowski, though, in the Storm end. Sees a lot of pressure from Sanford, but he's able to evade that pressure and hook it into neutral ice where Berger was there waiting for it. Berger got in onside, but was never able to do much more. Lebowski tried to use some speed to keep it in, and the Blackhawks cleared all the way down. Storm still looking a bit out of position here on the power play, as Cecere will try with 30 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Cecere starts it forward for Christian Horn back onto the ice. He makes one move. He's in onside. Horn leaves it for Mayer with a shot. Score! Drew Mayer! His first goal as a member of the Storm! Welcome back to the Storm. Are up 1-0 here. We apologize for the technical difficulty we had there. Should be sorted out. The Storm on a penalty kill. Here is Drew Mayer. The one goal scorer here from this game is taking a penalty.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source.
And we got a chance in front here for Waterloo on the power play. It was blocked by Eastman, and Eastman banks it out of the zone. So we got 1:22 remaining here in the Waterloo power play. Penalty to Drew Mayer. Get you that call in a second. Here's the Storm able to bank it off a skate all the way down in the Waterloo end. And now a chance here for Waterloo, B.J. Salerno. Salerno down low. Glukowski drops him there. Hutchison in the near side. Throws it around the far side. Glukowski able to clear once again. So Waterloo has it now. We're down to 43 seconds remaining in this GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Salerno on the near side. Salerno up top to DeMario on the far side. A chance, a shot, save made by Johansson. And a rebound of B.J. Salerno over to Krieger. Krieger up top for DeMario. DeMario back to Krieger. Back to DeMario. Down low it goes. And it's moved here to the top to DeMario with a shot. Was blocked by Eastman. Nice job by Kyle Eastman there. It's kept in by Montour. Down low to Salerno. on the corner to Krieger on the right circle. Up top to DeMario. Down low to Montour. Centering pass was bounced away. And Sean Lane able to clear for Tri-City. We're back at even strength. 6:30 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And out of the box, the Storm gets some help right away from Mayer. And here's Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski takes a big hit. He gets right back up on his feet. Leaves the puck for Christian Horn, his former teammate at Benilde St. Margaret's. And now Waterloo was offside as they came back up the ice. So 6:11 remains here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on a goal by Drew Mayer. Assists go to Christian Horn and Garrett Cecere. And the Storm have that 1-0 lead right now on the Breeze. For a limited time, you can buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Mega Plier for only $3. Now you can win up to $5 million for matching 5 balls with a Mega Plier. Play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So the shot's now 7-6 in favor of Tri-City. They've gotten off to a good start here with a goal from Drew Mayer. 1-0 is the score here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Get a media timeout here at the Viero Event Center. Johansson's look good in net for Tri-City off the first couple minutes. One penalty to Waterloo. Two penalties for Tri-City. Storm goal did come on the power play, and that's something the Storm had been struggling on as well. Nice of them to get a power play tally, help that percentage out a bit. Faceoff is here, neutral ice. Joel L'Esperance on the draw for Tri-City, and he wins it over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr makes a nice move to get around Austin Veith. Got it to L'Esperance, who turns it over to Clunan. Clunan back into the Waterloo end, and they'll start forward. McClellan chips one in deep to the Storm end. And it's in the corner. Kevin Kerr plays it to Torridello, and now L'Esperance starts it moving forward. Christian Horn leaves for Lebowski. Lebowski gets past his man Pratt in deep into the Waterloo end now. And it's played by the Blackhawks moving forward. And a pass too far in front of Clunan, picked up by Torridello. Back to the Waterloo end now. As it's McCray moving forward to neutral ice, stopped by the Storm. Here's Christian Horn. Horn, nice pass to Lebowski. He's in a free and a score. What a tic-tac-toe play. L'Esperance finishes it. L'Esperance from Lebowski and Horn. And the Storm have a 2-0 lead, 5:26. L'Esperance from Lebowski and Horn. 5:26 left to go in the second period. L'Esperance is fired up. It's a 2-0 lead. And the nicest goal of the season for Tri-City, bar none. Horn came in, and what a pass he left for Lebowski. Threaded the needle. Lebowski came in by himself, left it for L'Esperance, who roofed it over Israelson. And it's L'Esperance's third goal of the season. Second point for Horn on the night. Storm dump it into the Waterloo end. Restart play here with 5:19 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. And that's a beautiful goal from Tri-City. And one that Christian Horn, you can thank him for that great pass to spring Lebowski free. Wilkie moves it forward to Aldworth now, and it's taken away. Here's a 2-on-2 here for Waterloo. Russell's in onside. He leaves it for Winnecke into the corner. Martin wraps him up. Russell gets it back, though, behind the net. Russell to the center, and a shot was blocked there by Martin. Martin leaping into a hit there. Another shot from Winnecke, misses the net. Now it's Friedman who keeps it in, banks it off the back wall. Chance in front, save Johansson. Winnecke had a big opportunity, and he looks up to the sky after that one. Good opportunity, and Johansson was quicker with the glove to stop play with 4:40 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The first period had been owned by the Storm thus far. They've got two goals, one from Drew Mayer and another from Joel L'Esperance. Face off to the right of Johansson. Is taken by Waterloo and moved into the corner. Far side corner now is moved up the wall by Tri-City. Gomez finds Hutchison. Hutchison to the races. Gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. It's the slash on the Blackhawks. And you see, that time it's just Storm using their feet, moving their legs. A nice pass from Gomez to Hutchison through neutral ice. Hutchison gets those legs moving, gets some speed going. Draws another power play for Tri-City. 4:20 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm with a Century 21 power play. Second of the night. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Waterloo won the faceoff, sent it down the ice. Wilkie played it forward for Eastman, and the puck bounced to Israelson, so icing was waved off. But now it's back in the Storm end once again for Glukowski. Glukowski, dangerous long pass broken up by Waterloo. Eastman calms it down, though, and now it's picked up by the Blackhawks once again and put deep into the Storm end. Glukowski with under 4 minutes left in the period. Tri-City leading 2-0. Minute 25 left in the Century 21 power play. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie to the center. Wilkie lost the puck. Kept in, though, by Glukowski. He settles it down. Takes a shot that was blocked. Into the far side corner, it's Lebowski. Lebowski behind the net, moved up to the near side wall and out of the zone by Krieger. So, Peter Krieger able to put it down in the Storm end. 1 minute remaining in the Century 21 power play. 3:20 left in the period. Cutler Martin behind his own net. Starked forward. Martin with some power play time here. Leaves it for Christian Horn. Cross-ice pass too far ahead of Cecere, but he brings it in onside. Nice job by Cecere. At the left point, Cecere leaves it to Horn at the left circle. Christian Horn holding at the left circle. Back to Cecere. Cecere over to Martin. Martin trying to get it to Cecere. Went free. Christian Horn got it back. Took a hit. Lost the puck. It's cleared out by Waterloo. Storm had possession in the Waterloo end, but didn't generate any shots. 23 seconds. Remaining in the Century 21 power play. Cecere, nice little move at center ice. Dumps it in deep. Off the corner over to Lesperance, who streaks in and picks it up. Trying to leave it for Mayer. Got deflected. Kept in by Cecere. Cecere takes on a shot. Finds Christian Horn. Back to Cecere. One-timer. Save made. Israelson with the blocker. Horn down low to Lesperance. Up top, Cecere went on a change. And Kevin Kerr hopped on the ice to pick up the puck. And we're back at even strength. 2:15 remaining. In the opening period, Tri-City with a 2-0 lead here at the Viero Event Center. Waterloo sends this one all the way down the ice. And a whistle for icing on the Blackhawks. 2:04 remaining in the in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm lead 2-0. Goals for Lesperance and Drew Mayer. Face-off now in the Waterloo end to the left of Matthias Israelson. 2:04 remaining in the period. Storm with the faceoff. It's moving into the far side corner. Gomez puts a hit on his man, but it's picked up by the Blackhawks. And Tyson McClellan out of the zone of neutral ice. Loose puck picked up by McMurphy for a second. Scrum for it now near the Waterloo blue line. Hutchison, McMurphy are there. McMurphy in onside. Ryan McMurphy puts it in deep off the wall. Gomez goes and gets it down low. Lost it, though, to Dane Cooper. Cooper now passed it. On the near side, where Sanford gets to it, puts it all the way in on the Storm end. No icing whistled there. Hutchison and Sanford, fisticuffs as they head to the bench. Hutchison actually stays on the ice. The puck came to him. Montour throws one in where Johansson can just stick it away. Kevin Kerr up the far side wall over to McMurphy. Ass pass to Eastman. Eastman now on the far side. Eastman gets past one player. Eastman now trying to get past the second player. Nice play, chips it to Wilkie. Up top for Jalen Schultz. Schultz, the shot, deflection by Berger went wide. Eastman up top. Dello is calling for it on the right point. Dello gets to it. Dello holding. Makes down low to Eastman. Over to Berger with a shot save made by Israelson. Final minute of play in the first. Shot from Schultz was saved by Israelson. Rebound now on the far side. Up top it goes to Dello. Dello fans on a shot there. Blackhawks trying to clear. Eastman almost took it back. He loses it, and Winnecke has it. Blake Winnecke with a shot that deflects away from the net, and Dello able to tie him up. Chase Berger picks up the loose puck. Left it there for Dello. 34 seconds left in the period. Dello up the far side. Finds Wilkie. Wilkie in neutral ice, making a couple moves here, holding onto the puck. Wilkie in the far side. Got it to Berger, who put it in onside, but not deep. And now it's put back into the Storm end. Dello chasing here. Against his man. Chance for BJ Salerno to throw it in front. Gets deflected behind the net. Picked up by Horn, who finds Dello on the far side. Try to get it back to Horn. And it was taken by Waterloo for a second. Now up on the wall. Couple players battling for it. Here's Russell with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds out of the zone. And that'll do it for the first period. 2-0 Storm lead after 20 minutes. here at the Viero Event Center. One of the best periods we've seen the Storm play all season. And they have a 2-0 lead. 40 more minutes to go. Plenty of time that things can change. And I'm sure Waterloo will make some adjustments in the intermission, but definitely a good period for the Storm to start off a Wednesday night battle here in Kearney. We'll take a break, come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a couple moments right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Through 20 minutes here at the Viero Event Center, we're having a zombie competition here at the Viero Event Center, and it's zombie slingshot here is the contest. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report with the Tri-City Storm leading 2-0 over the Waterloo Blackhawks. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. We look to the Stadler Implement period recap, and you talk to the Storm staff, Josh Howgie, his assistant coaches. That's the kind of period that they envision here for this team this season. Not to take anything away from any other teams that have played the Storm this season, but Waterloo, a very good team, coming in with a 7-2 record, and the Storm played their game in the first period. They made plays in their own zone. They started their offense from defense. And you heard Josh Howgie say it earlier in the broadcast on the CHS Coach's Corner. That's how they want to start offense. Get back and play defense, create a turnover, and create space. And that's how the Storm did it in the first period. They outshoot Waterloo 11-8. They get two goals, one on the power play from Drew Mayer
Christian Horn, Garrett Cecere, both with their first points of the season on that goal at 7:59. Then a few minutes later, Joel Esperance from Dan Lebosky and Christian Horn. Horn, the factor on both of those goals, gets the first assist on the Mayer goal and the second assist on the Lesperance goal, but really started that play, springing Lebosky free. Lebosky moved in all by his lonesome on Matthias Israelson, left the pass off for Lesperance and Joel Esperance. Those are the kind of chances he's had them all season. He's got to hit the net. And that time, Lesperance put it exactly where he wanted to go, roofing it over Israelson's head and into the back of the net. The goal from Mayer went over Israelson's left shoulder and into the top right corner. So Tri-City with that 2-0 lead. Penalties in the first period. Christian Horn, 2 minutes for tripping. Mark Friedman, an interference penalty. Drew Mayer got an elbowing penalty. That's when we had our outage there for a second. Glad to get back on. It seems like we're doing well here back on the air with the breeze. And Brandon Montour, a slashing penalty later in the period. Storm go 1 of 2 on the power play. Waterloo, 0 for 2. Jacob Johansson only had to see 8 shots in that first period. And that's when you can help your goaltender out. The Storm blocking shots, getting into shooting lanes, not allowing opportunities for Waterloo. And it's an easy period for Johansson when he's only got 8 shots coming at him. Matthias Israelson, 9 saves on 11 shots here in the first period. It's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll come back with your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. The Storm leading Waterloo 2-0 at the Viero Event Center here on a Wednesday night. And we'll come back in just a few moments to further discuss how this one has gone on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks, 2-0 after the first period. Goals scored by Drew Mayer and Joel Lesperance. Lesperance, his third of the season. Drew Mayer, his first goal in the Storm uniform. Now let's take a look around the league, and we actually do have some Wednesday games to get you some scores too here in the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard. Midway Auto, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Team USA with a healthy 6-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. It's just beginning the third period in Ann Arbor. Team USA again 6-1 over the Sioux Falls Stampede. That is a bit of a shocker there. The USA team actually leading the Eastern Conference early on, although they've played a lot more games than anybody else. Give some teams in Ann Arbor credit. The 17s and 18s doing well early on in the season. Sioux Falls trailing 6-1 in Ann Arbor. Sioux City with a 1-0 lead on the Fargo Force. Musketeers got off to a slow start through their first three or four games, have really turned it on. Musketeers now in fourth place in the Western Conference. They beat Waterloo over the weekend. Storm will face Sioux City this Saturday. Should be a good one at the Tyson Event Center. The only goal in this one and the first intermission, Sioux City up 1-0. Avery Peterson on the power play from Trevor Olson and Jared Thomas. And the other game here is the Storm leading 2-0. So a couple games on a Wednesday here in the USHL. Not always weekday games going on in this league. A lot more games coming up this weekend. Tri-City Storm this weekend have two games. They'll be back here at the Viero Event Center on Friday night to take on the Lincoln Stars. And on Saturday, they will be in Sioux City to take on the Musketeers. And the Lincoln Stars, Tri-City Storm, have played twice this season. Preview that one a little bit here on Friday. The Storm beat the Stars 2-1 in a shootout on opening night. A lot of excitement here at the Viero Event Center on that opening night. Lincoln and the Storm, both teams that have struggled to score goals, they met up last weekend, and the Stars came out victorious with a 6-1 win at the Icebox in Lincoln. The third meeting will be this Friday night at the Viero Event Center. Lincoln has turned things around a little bit behind their veteran goaltender, Michael Bitzer, and they have now taken a couple games in a row, and they're getting some points, getting back into the thick of things in the Western Conference. And as I mentioned, Sioux City has been a different team here after the first couple games. They started off a little bit slow. The Storm had a couple good battles with the Musketeers. The Storm are 0-1-1 with Sioux City thus far. They lost in a shootout and then lost in regulation 6-2 here at the Viero Event Center a few weeks ago. This Saturday at the Tyson Event Center, it'll be Tri-City and Sioux City with their third matchup of the season. So a lot of action coming up here for the Storm. 500 people on Friday night here at the Viero Event Center. The first 500 to enter the gates will get a free hot dog. Free hot dogs there presented by the Storm for the first 500 people that come into the game on Friday night. A 7:30 puck drop, 7:05 on Saturday at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. That's been your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead over the Waterloo Black. We're 2 minutes through in this one. Got 40 to go. We'll get you the second period next on The Breeze 94.5.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Storm fans, we are looking for a question here for the Best Western Plus email inbox. Send your questions to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Getting ready to start the second period, Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks on the Storm. Looking good in the first period, getting those two goals from Drew Mayer and Joel Lesperance, out shooting Waterloo 11-8, drawing a few power play opportunities as well. Something you like to see if you are a Storm fan. And we're just waiting for these teams to get back onto the ice right now to begin this second period. As we mentioned, Storm and Blackhawks both missing a key player in their lineup. The Storm missing their forward Austin Pogansky. Blackhawks missing their goaltender, Cal Peterson. And both players without those key players, both teams without those key players, Peterson and Pogansky. Israelson gets the start in net for Waterloo, allowed those two goals in the first period. Christian Horn picks up his first two Storm points early on here. And the team's now back onto the ice here at the Viero Event Center. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second period. Waterloo will go from right to left as we get ready to start things in the second. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks. Storm leading it 2-0. We get set to start this second period. Storm, once again with Johansson in net, Cutler Martin, Jaden Schultz. They start their forward line of Lesperance, Horn, and Lebowski. Top line tonight for Tri-City. And Waterloo will start with their top line, Sanford, Witala, Melanson, Cooper, and Friedman. Puck is dropped here to start the second period. Cooper sends it into the Storm end, and it'll be icing right away. 6 seconds in to the opening of the second period. We've got an icing here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff move back down to the right of Matthias Israelson. Storm right away change their defensive pairings. Sasir and Sean Lang come onto the ice for the offensive zone faceoff. Storm able to win it. Lesperance up top. Got deflected out of the zone. Sasir able to calm it down and send it back in. Nice veteran play on defense from Garrett Sasir. Could have been a Waterloo rush the other way. Now here comes the Blackhawks. Once again, turnover at the blue line. And Horn leaves it for Sasir. Sasir banked it ahead for Lesperance. Turned over for Waterloo. Blackhawks in onside. Sean Lang gets to the puck. Chipped it forward. Now back, gets it back from Waterloo. And now it's Lebowski on the far side. Gets past one man. Trying to make a dive. Got it to Horn. Horn tried a shot, but it was blocked. And now Cooper on the far side has it forward. Montour. Brendan Montour on the right side. Takes a shot. Deflecting wide of the net. Rebound. Montour, though, on the near side. Is poked forward by the Storm. Turned over to Winnecke. And Horn went down. Shot came from Krieger. Save made by Johansson. Now on the far side, Cecere, who maintains possession for Tri-City. Rolls one through neutral ice. Down into the Waterloo end. Tri-City able to make a change. Pratt throws it to the far side wall. Ahead for Patrick Russell, who throws it into the Storm end in the near side corner. Schultz picks it up first. Jalen Schultz to the far side wall. Cutler Martin, first man there. Turned it over to Russell. Centering pass, deflected and hit the side of the net as Johansson was moving over to read that pass. It got deflected and it hit off the side of the net. Now Gomez moves it into Hutchison in on side of the near side. Hutchison swung a backhand wide of the net. Gomez picks up the rebound. Up top, Martin with a one-timer that went wide on a deflection of the net. Rebound Hutchison on the near side wall. Up top for Schultz. On the right point, shot missed the net wide left. Rebound picked up there by the Blackhawks. And number 81, Andrew Zerbin, the affiliate player from Elk River, Minnesota. Picked up by Gomez, now down low over to McMurphy. Back to Gomez on the backhand. Up top for Martin with a shot, and it was blocked away. Gomez picks up the rebound, though. Storm pressing here, and a good shift. Gomez, though, led Wilkie a little too far, and it's taken back by Waterloo. Winnecke in neutral ice. Schultz runs into him, and we have a stoppage and a penalty. Interference is the call. Schultz, a big collision with Winnecke. Montour didn't like the hit from Schultz. Has some words for the Storm defenseman. Schultz for interference, 17:48 remaining in the second period here on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead over Waterloo, but now to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Face-off is won by Tri-City. A nice job by Tori Dello, banking it off the near side wall. All the way down where Israelson will leave it for Mark Friedman. Waterloo's second power play opportunity of the night. They're 0-1 in the first period. Sanford in neutral ice. Gets past Drew Mayer. Sanford's in onside. Zach Sanford, 8 points thus far this season for Waterloo. Moves behind the net. Sanford up top for Cooper. Cooper on the left point. Now Friedman on the right point. Takes a shot. Was blocked in front. Rebound is batted, and it's kept in, though, by Friedman. Now near side for Austin Veith. Back to Friedman. Friedman on the left point. Fakes. Takes a chance. A shot. Save made there by Johansson. Nice job by Johansson staying true on that shot by John Witala. Storm able to clear it out of the zone and all the way down. 1:14 left in the GNC penalty kill with Jalen Schultz in the box for interference. Just under 17 minutes remaining in the second period. Storm with a 2-0 lead. Hutchison takes a man down to neutral ice. No call coming. Storm pick up the puck. And it's cleared all the way by Nolan Glukowski. Israelson starts forward to Brandon Montour, who's back on the ice. Under a minute left in the GNC penalty kill. Peter Krieger in onside. Wraps one around the wall. Down low. Sean Lang picks it up. Banks off a Waterloo skate and out to neutral ice. Montour with it in his own zone. Banks it forward to neutral ice. Turned over to Lebowski. Lebowski in offside. He was ahead of the play. Hutchison brought it across the line and tried to get it over to Lebowski. The right play from Hutchison, but Lebowski was just a step ahead. He needed to hold the line there because Hutchison, you don't want to pass it on the blue line. You want to gain the line and then throw the pass over. That's exactly what Hutchison did. Lebowski, though, a little bit quicker than Hutchison and got in ahead of the play. 36 seconds remain in the GNC penalty kill. Waterloo wins the faceoff with the power play. 16:18 remaining in the second. Storm with a 2-0 lead. Waterloo into the Storm end. Sean Lang had trouble with it, fell down, lost the puck, but it was moved out of the zone by Wilkie on a nice assist from Cutler Martin there. Now DeMario with it on the near side and finds Montour. Final 10 seconds of the Waterloo power play. Chipped in by Melanson. Dello with a hand pass. Got it ahead of Eastman. And here comes Chase Berger. The hand pass in the Storm end. Therefore, no stoppage. And Berger got it deep in the Waterloo end. Now creates a turnover. Stormer back to full strength. Berger trying to flip to McMurphy in front. But it got blocked away. And now up top it goes to the left point. Kevin Kerr keeps in. Now it's McMurphy throws a shot on net. Blocked in front. And Berger on the near side, try to find McMurphy loose in the crease. McMurphy didn't see it. Taken away by B.J. Salerno. Salerno here with a 3-on-2 for Waterloo. In onside, on the far side, to the
behind the net to the center. Nobody there. Puck up top and out of the zone. Blackhawks could not keep it in there. Fighting for it to the last moment was the defenseman McCray. Now it's Dello who's got it for the Storm. Back in deep over to Kevin Kurt. Nice pass forward for Gomez. Gomez leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski in onside, gets taken off the puck. And the same call, interference. Lebowski got hip checked as he went for the puck. Penalty Waterloo. I'm thinking interference once again here for the Blackhawks. Interference, the call. Two officials tonight and two linesmen here from the USHL at the Vieira Event Center. This penalty to Derek Pratt. Two for interference, almost identical to an earlier penalty for Waterloo. Lebowski, using his speed, chips it down the wall, goes to the center. Once he goes to the center and he's not playing the puck, he's not fair to be hit. That's exactly what happened. And it's a power play Storm. Storm with the faceoff. Horn up top for Sasir. Down low to Lesperance. Back to Horn. Shot was blocked. Rebound was loose. Cleared out of the zone. All the way down in the Storm end. Under 15 minutes remaining in the second. Storm of the Century 21 power play with a 2-0 lead. Sasir in front of the net for the Storm. Got it off of Lesperance's skate deep into Israelson. Played it on the far side. Kept in by Sasir. Nice play. Ooh, we had Mayer there. And it got away from Mayer. Near side. Kept in with a glove by Cutler Martin. Settles it down. And it's out of the zone. Waterloo played it out of the zone. But now they have it back in their own zone. As the Storm tag up. It's cleared all the way to neutral ice where it's stopped by Eastman. He overskated it but left it for Cutler Martin. Martin gets it back to Sasir. Storm will regroup with Sasir leading the rush. 1:08 left in the Century 21 power play. 14 minutes remaining in the second. Lesperance in onside down the right side. Lesperance into the corner. Stops. Lesperance trying to go to the center. Puck was poked off his stick and cleared by Waterloo. Lesperance got himself into trouble there. Kept the puck on his stick a little bit too long. Johansson leaves it for Martin. And now it'll be Kevin Kerr who will start things forward for Tri-City. 42 seconds remaining on the Century 21 power play. Kerr over to Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski in onside. Lebowski to the corner. Lebowski stops. Finds Berger. Berger fakes a pass up top. Cross-ice pass for a chance for Wilkie. Berger in front. Lebowski was there but couldn't get a stick on it. Sanford couldn't get it out of the zone. Wilkie keeps it in. Here's Berger with it. Berger takes a shot, and it was blocked, and now Eastman banks it back to Berger. Berger up top for Kevin Kerr. Fakes on a shot. Back to Berger. Now Kerr stepping in. Shot. Deflection in front. Went wide. Now on the rebound on the far side. Wilkie keeps it in. 7 seconds left in the power play. Deflection in front. Israelson makes the save. Both Berger and Lebowski wide open in front for a deflection. They got one, but Israelson got it and covered it up quickly. 3 seconds remain in the Century 21 power play. 13:05 remaining in the second period here at the Vieira Event Center. The Storm lead 2-0 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Face off to the right of Israelson, McMurphy against Krieger on the draw. And McMurphy and the Storm will get tossed out of the faceoff circle. Hutchison will come in and take it. 3 seconds left on the power play. For Tri-City. Hutchison wins it. Laying with a shot. Deflection. Save made by Israelson. It went down low. Rebound loose. McMurphy tried to move it to the front of the net. We're back in even strength. Gomez trying to dig out the rebound, and he does. Gomez in the corner now, though. The battle has resumed. Waterloo able to win it. Glukowski able to pinch in and keep the puck in the zone. Glukowski in the far side wall. Nice work there winning that battle. McMurphy in the corner now. Winnecke. Pass deflected into the air for Waterloo out of the zone. Calmed down by Patrick Russell. Now Russell moves forward. In onside, Winnecke to the center. Russell chips it with a stick, and Johansson makes the save. Rebound on the far side. Here come the Storm. Hutchison past the red line. Hutchison in onside with McMurphy. Leaves one for Gomez. Gomez, nice job on the back check there by Krieger. Got it to Lang with a shot. Deflection and a save made by Israelson. Storm are all over the place. In the Waterloo end, they're getting deflections. And Israelson has handled it well here. But Tri-City has bodies in front of the net. Now Waterloo back into the zone. Winnecke with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose in front of the net. Picked up by Gomez. Gomez will flip one into the air and out of the zone. Cooper gloves it down. Taken away by Drew Mayer. Puck hopped off his stick. Mayer goes and gets it. Mayer takes a hit. Keeps moving the puck. As the Storm complete a line change, it's now Clunin. Clunin with Horn on him on the forecheck. Storm get a turnover back to the neutral ice. Now Waterloo takes it back, and now it's back on the stick of Thomas Aldworth.
Aldworth into the zone, tried a stick handling move, lost the puck to Cooper, and now Friedman for Waterloo, through neutral ice, right back on the stick of Torrey Dello. Dello, safe play, banking it out of the zone. Here come the Storm, it's Horn. Drop pass, Mayer with a shot, lifted it over the net and out of play. Mayer looking to do something similar to when he scored his first Storm goal earlier tonight, except that time he was a little farther away from the net. Also, a little too much height on that shot as it went straight out of play. The faceoff will be in neutral ice when we resume. Under 12 minutes remaining here in the second period at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead over Waterloo. The goal scored by Drew Mayer as well as Joel L'Esperance. And Tri-City has the control of this game. And you see it on the scoreboard right now, 2-0. But the Storm, I mentioned it just a couple moments ago, the net presence in front of Israelson is something that we haven't seen much from the Storm this season. To get a consistent net presence, net front presence, to have bodies in front, deflecting shots, chances for rebounds. They're very active in the opposing zone. Outshooting Waterloo 16-12. The number that they're outshooting Waterloo by is not the impressive number. The number is that we've gone halfway through the game and the Storm have only allowed 12 shots. I think that's a huge difference from what we've seen earlier in the season. The last time these two teams played, Johansson had to make 54 saves to get to a shootout. Here tonight, he's only had to make 12 in the first half of the game, and that's the difference. The Storm are playing much better in the defensive end, and that is leading to the offensive end, and you see the pressure that the Storm have had. We resume play. Waterloo wins the faceoff beat to Sanford in the Storm end. Blocked it away by Dello. Behind the net it goes. Dello holding down Sanford, no call. Behind the Storm net now. Moved out in front and wide of the crease. And Wilkie picks it up. Chris Wilkie ahead for Eastman. Gains the line. Trying to dump it in deep. Took a bad bounce off the wall. And now Veith brings it in. Took a shot. Went wide of the net. Eastman again trying to bank it out. And it Berger able to force it out on a second effort. Waterloo's got a tag up as they put it back in deep. Jalen Schultz for the Storm with 10:45 left in the second. And a 2-0 lead. L'Esperance tried a home run pass there from Schultz, taken away by the Blackhawks. Now Salerno past the red line. Schultz banks it off the far side wall. And here comes Lebosky. Lebosky with the speed down the left side with a shot. And it's into the netting. I think it was deflected out. Yes, it was. L'Esperance was charging to the net, and he ends up on his back on the goal mouth. 10:27 remaining here in the second period. And L'Esperance slow to get up. I think he's okay, but we have to see Chase Berger heading to the locker room right now. Berger skating okay. Matt Stern will follow him. Not sure if it's a situation where Berger has a cut and needs stitches, but we'll try to get an update there. Matt Stern in the locker room with Storm only with three centers today, and one of the three of them is Chase Berger. Now he's off the ice. So Lebosky comes in and wins a faceoff. Sasir, down low to Lebosky, back to Sasir, fakes on a shot, finds some space, takes a shot, deflection in! Christian Horn's first Storm goal! It's 3-0 Tri-City with 10:18 remaining in the second. And it's Christian Horn's third point of the night. He's having quite the night here in his first game at the Viero Event Center. And that time, Garrett Sasir set him up. And I mentioned a couple minutes ago, the net front presence the Storm have had here in the second period has been unlike anything we've seen this season. And that time, Christian Horn made it count. Gets the deflection off a Sasir shot. Lebosky to Sasir. Sasir takes the shot, and it's deflected in. Second point for Sasir and for Lebosky here tonight. And the goal for Christian Horn. Now Lebosky gets dragged down coming into the zone. No call coming. Horn picks it right back up. Try to get it down low to Lebosky. Turned over to Friedman on the far side. Russell takes a hit. Kept in by Martin. Martin throws a shot wide of the net. Rebound to L'Esperance. 10 minutes remaining in the second. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead. Now on the near side wall is moved by Waterloo. They got a 3-on-2. Storm hustling to get back in the play. Winnecke in onside. Winnecke to the center. Save made. Johansson. Rebound is picked up by Tri-City. L'Esperance had a chance to get it to Horn. Took his man down. Waterloo keeps it in. Here's Montour with a shot. Just missed the net wide right. Big chance for Waterloo. Here's L'Esperance out of the zone. Tied up with Montour, neutralized. L'Esperance hits Montour with a high stick. It's going to be a penalty to Tri-City upcoming. Russell on the near side. Keeps it alive. Centering pass. Went wide of the net. Rebound touched up by Lebosky. And I think L'Esperance is going to go for a high stick. for Tri-City. L'Esperance, a physical player, got caught up in neutral ice and got tied up with Montour, hit him in the head with his stick inadvertently. And now Tri-City will go on the penalty kill here. GNC penalty kill with 9:22 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead. And the big man tonight, Christian Horn, has points on all three of the Storm goals. Faceoff won by Waterloo, though, as they start their power play. Cooper takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net by Sanford. Big opportunity for Waterloo right off the faceoff. And it's lucky for the Storm that Sanford deflected that one wide. Nice job by Ryan McMurphy. Clears the length of the ice. 9 minutes remaining in the period. Waterloo back in onside. Down low, McClellan leaves for Melanson. Nice stick work by Dello. Shoves Melanson into the far side corner. Holds up the Blackhawks. Does Dello. Players trying to push and shove and get the puck free. It's free, and it's taken by Tri-City. And Sean Lang, who moves it in deep. Nice job by Sean Lang there. Wins the battle. Skates into the Waterloo end. Leaves it there for the Blackhawks, who move forward with a minute 15 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Nice job by Eastman with a little pressure on Melanson. Cooper turned it over here. Hutchison to neutralize. Hutchison put it into the Storm bench. Deflected off a Blackhawk glove. And out of play. 1:05 left in the high-sticking penalty to Joel Esperance. 3-0 Storm lead here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. We've got 8:26 remaining in the middle period here at the Viero Event Center. Eastman against Krieger on the faceoff. Krieger able to win it. Back to Montour. Montour on the far side. He's got Russell. Russell with a shot. Save made with the pad by Johansson. Rebound glove down by Montour. Keeps it in. Fakes on a shot. Gives it to Krieger. Shot by Montour. Went wide left. Friedman now with the rebound on the left point. Friedman to the center. Holding. Switches places. Montour with a shot. Deflection. Save Johansson. And a shot. And another save. We got a penalty on Waterloo. Holy moly. Jacob Johansson. That time it was the left pad save, and he keeps Waterloo off the board. It looked like a charging call. That was the whistle to Blake Winecki. Winecki looks like he bowled over one of the Storm players in front, and we will be 4-on-4. That ends the GNC penalty kill. 8 minutes and 1 second remaining, and they give it away, Blake Winecki. 2 minutes for charging is the call. Winecki steamrolled a Storm player. I didn't see it on the replay there. However, we got a 4-on-4 and a quick chance off the faceoff for the Storm. Israelson covers up and stops play. 3 seconds gone by. We got 4-on-4 for the remaining 37 seconds of L'Esperance's high stick. Then the Storm will be on the Century 21 power play as it's Winecki in to the box. And now Matt Stern back onto the ice with Chase Berger. Good to see him back in the lineup. And great to see for the Storm. Hey, if that was a stitch job, it's got to be a quick stitch job by Matt Stern. Give him some props to get Berger back on the bench. Face off to the left of Israelson. One by the Storm and Wilkie. Kevin Kerr fakes on a shot. Puts one in deep. Nobody there for Tri-City as Friedman calms it down. Played it to Montour. Now back to Friedman, and Waterloo will start forward. We're 4-on-4 for the next 24 seconds. Montour to neutralize. Trips over the blue line. And Waterloo's in offside. Just lost an edge there, Brandon Montour. Kind of almost a comical play. Fans get a chuckle. 7:40 remains in the second period. We're still 4-on-4 for 18 seconds here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm of the late change here as they get the luxury of the home change. Horn, Mayer, Martin, and Cecere, the four for the Storm. 7:40 left in the second. Tri-City leading 3-0. Face off won by Drew Mayer. And Cecere fans on a pass. Shot! Misses the net. Sanford with a beauty of an opportunity. Put it wide. Now it's Witala on the far side. And a shot is gloved by Johansson. He hangs on and stops play. 7:25 remaining now here in the second period. We got 3 seconds remaining in the 4-on-4, and then it'll be a Storm power play for a minute 21. Mayer on the faceoff against Witala. Storm and Mayer get tossed from the circle. Coming in to take it is Christian Horn, who is a natural center. And Horn's able to win it over to the far side to Cecere. Cecere over to Cutler Martin. Martin banks it off the wall back to Cecere. Sasir as the Storm have the power play. It's dumped in deep. Horn almost won the race there, but they say McCray won the race for icing. An icing on Tri-City. 7-10 remains here in the second period. 1-10 remaining for the Storm in the Century 21 power play. Tri-City leading 3-0. L'Esperance against Melanson on the draw, and L'Esperance wins it to Sasir. Sasir on the near side wall, moving forward, nice pass to Christian Horn. Horn's in onside. Horn almost lost the puck, but keeps it into the corner now. Holding with it, up top for Sasir. Garrett Sasir at the center of the zone, back to Horn. Horn had it go through his legs, but he keeps it in, wraps it around the boards for Drew Mayer. He left it free for Martin, who shoved it back down to L'Esperance. Tied up there, and it's moved up the far side wall where Melanson can play it. Martin just shoves him down, though. And now on the near side, Mayer able to try to win a battle here. It's lifted up and out of the zone. Pass to Sear, who's got a race for it. It's won by Melanson. A backhand shot put it wide of the net. Shorthanded opportunity for Drew Melanson. Now a collision between Mayer and Martin. And Mayer a little bit slow to get up, but he's back on his feet, and he gets the puck. Drew Mayer puts it in neutral ice. 15 seconds left in the Tri-City power play. As it's Pratt who moved it forward now to Sanford. Sanford 1-on-3 into the Storm end. McMurphy shoves him off the play. Witala grabs it. Witala on the goal line behind the net. Taken off the puck by Sasir nicely. And it's out of the zone by the Storm. Waterloo back to full strength. Under 6 minutes remaining in the second period. Tri-City leading 3-0. Waterloo back in onside. Centering pass for Sanford. He's shut down by Kevin Kerr and Ryan McMurphy. Sanford into the far side corner. Took a hit. Witala got taken down by McMurphy. Pucks moved to the front, and a nice job there by Sasir to poke it free to Lebowski. Lebowski tried to pass to Gomez. Gomez, nice play to make it himself. Takes a shot. Save made by Israelson. And now it's moved into the corner. McMurphy took a big hit there. Sanford gets hit by Gomez. Stops the puck. Here's the turnover to Hutchison with a shot and a save by Israelson. 5:24 remaining in the second period. Tri-City in control of the 3-0 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center. It just seems like the Storm have clicked in this one. And just simple things that were going wrong in Lincoln and Omaha last weekend. Little passes that weren't able to be connected. Offside, icing, little mistakes that over the course of the game can cost you one. Here tonight, the Storm are not making those mistakes, at least through the first, almost through two periods. The little mistakes haven't been made, and that's why you see a 3-0 lead on the board. You also got to look to Jacob Johansson. He makes every save look easy, and he's just really just a fantastic netminder in net for the Storm. Had a couple games where he probably didn't play his best, and he would tell you that himself, but here tonight, he's on his game. 5:24 remaining in the second period. Shots on goal, 19-14 in favor of Tri-City, who have a 3-0 lead. Thanks for tuning in here on The Breeze. This is the first of three games this week. Tri-City back in action on Friday here at the Viero Event Center against Lincoln. And then on Saturday, they are in Sioux City to face the Musketeers. Blackhawks tossed out of the faceoff circle. Krieger is asked to leave, and coming in is Russell, who's able to win it to Friedman. Waterloo with possession now. Patrick Russell past the red line. Dumps it into the Storm end off the near side corner to Krieger. Krieger going to gather it in the corner and leave it to Winnecke, who tried to get it up the near side wall, and it's kept in by Montour. Big hit by Eastman on Montour. Shot went wide from Krieger. Another shot from Friedman, blocked in front that time by Schultz. Friedman now in the corner. Centering pass. Johansson able to keep that one out. Now Wilkie, nice move to try to get around Montour. Montour was lining up for a big hit on Wilkie. Wilkie got around him. Now a chance up top for Friedman. Takes a shot. Misses the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Montour took a hit from Eastman. And now it's scrum four. And it's down low. Waterloo with a chance. Save Johansson. Another shot. Save Johansson. Berger down low. Storm trying to clear the zone here. Schultz trying to move it up the wall. He couldn't. Now Schultz takes his man out of the play. Turnover by Wilkie, though. Eastman knocks his man down. Penalty upcoming. And that's a great shift by the Blackhawks there. Give him credit. A tripping is the call on Eastman. He did knock his man down. Not sure if he tripped him, though. 4:20 remains, and
actually looks like Eastman didn't really touch his man that much on the replay, but he will be in the box. And that's what happens when you get a shift like you had there from Waterloo. They had everybody involved throwing shots from every which way at the Storm net, and the Storm could not clear. And when you have that long of a time in your own zone, you tend to reach, you tend to hook, you tend to grab, and you tend to take a penalty. Faceoff won by Waterloo. A quick shot. Johansson makes the save on a shot by DeMario. 4:14 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. On the penalty kill for the next minute 55 on a Kyle Eastman tripping call. But in the lead, 3-0 is the Storm. Salerno against Chase Berger on the faceoff to the left of Johansson. Berger tossed out of the circle. Ryan McMurphy, another center, coming in to take it. Faceoff this time won forward by Waterloo. Back to DeMario now. And down low, Cooper dumps it deep behind the net. Storm trying to get it free. Veith keeps it alive. DeMario now on the left point. Back to Veith. Excuse me, that's not Veith. That's actually Olchek. And Olchek takes that shot now. Another save and a score. Waterloo with a power play goal gets on the board. Shot came there for the Blackhawks. And a nice goal for Waterloo on the power play. Looks like it's McCray. Alec McCray gets the goal. 3-1 the score. And we'll watch on the replay there. Tough to tell if it was deflected in front. But it'll be a Waterloo goal on the power play. 3-1 the score. McCray gets the goal for the Blackhawks. 3:53 remaining here in the second period. A little bit of a damper on what has been a Storm party here at the Vieira Event Center tonight. 3-1 lead. We'll see how the Storm respond to the first goal against Johansson tonight. Faceoff won by Waterloo. In onside, Melanson goes and gets it. Gets stood up by Kerr. Now L'Esperance takes his man into the boards. Picked up now by Melanson. Melanson to the center. Went wide. And it's picked up now by the Storm and Christian Horn. Horn moves it up the wall. Deflected away. Horn picks it back up. He's got speed. Horn in onside. Horn had a rolling puck. Got it taken off his stick. Kept in by Sean Lang. Lang is down low. Nobody's covered for him. Now Lebowski comes back to cover. And a pass up top for Kerr went out of the zone and back into the Storm end. 3:15 remaining in the second. Tri-City leading 3-1. They throw one all the way down on Israelson. He plays it on the near side. Out of the zone where Clunan takes a hit from Lang. Lang picked up the puck, got it to Horn. Horn in onside. Try to pass for Lebowski, too far in front of him. And now Clunan will start the other way into the Storm end. Schultz. Nice move by Clunan to get around him. Centering pass. Puck's loose in the crease. Johansson finds it and covers up. 2:50 remaining now in the second period. Storm with a 3-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. Johansson will see a faceoff to his left here in his own zone. Storm out shooting Waterloo 20-18. Pivotal moment here in the game. 2:50 remaining in the second. Tri-City with a two-goal lead, but since Waterloo scored the last goal, they are trying to take some momentum here. We'll see if the Storm can stop that. They win the draw to Tri-City, and Aldworth got it out of the zone. Now it's played back by Waterloo. Moving forward is Clunan. Nice pass to Olchek, who winds up a shot. Broke his stick. The rebound score! On the rebound, it's Brandon Salerno. And that's a broken play and a rebound that cost the Storm. The shot came from Nick Olchek. Olchek broke his stick on the shot. It bounced right off the backboards to B.J. Salerno. And Johansson slow to get back in the net, and Salerno had a wide open net to shoot at, and it is now a 3-2 hockey game with 2:32 remaining in the second. How things can change very quickly here late in the second period. We are back to a one-goal game. Waterloo, smelling blood right now, scored two quick goals in the last 2 minutes. And 2:25 now remaining in the period. Storm in onside, McMurphy to Gomez. Gomez now in the corner, makes one move, loses an edge, goes down, and it's taken away by Winnecke. Outlet pass to the far side for Russell. He finds Krieger. Shot, save Johansson. Rebound. Picked up by Hutchison. Hutchison able to get it to Gomez out of the zone, but not further. And now it's the Blackhawks who lose it. Here's
Hutchison on the far side. Shot saved by Israelson, and he hangs on. Couple players pushing and shoving in front of the Waterloo net. A minute 55 remaining here in the second period. And the Blackhawks have turned the tide here. It's a 3-2 game. The Storm in the lead, but had a 3-0 lead. The lead not so safe anymore after two goals from Waterloo. Faceoff now in the Blackhawk end. Won by the Storm. Lebosky had it for a second. Kept in by Martin on the near side. Thrown wide of the net. Played off the near side wall and out of the zone. Lebosky put it back in for a second. Pratt taken away by L'Espérance. Nice job on the physicality and the forecheck for L'Espérance. Joel L'Espérance on the far side wall. Trying to free this puck up now. Rolls to the top of the zone and out of the zone. Here comes Waterloo 2-on-1. Sanford with Witala. Sanford shot. Missed the net wide. Zach Sanford with a big opportunity for Waterloo. Could have tied the game, but missed the net wide on a 2-on-1. Another aggressive forecheck for Tri-City. This time Waterloo getting it deep in the Storm end. Cecilia around to the far side. And it's moved forward by Tri-City. Cutler Martin tried to find Horn with a risky pass. Turned it over. And it's moved back in to the Storm end. Picked up by Cecilia. Now on the far side. Final minute of play in the second period. Lebosky banks it off the wall. But right to Friedman. Waterloo back into the Storm end. Martin has it though for Tri-City. Couldn't clear. Krieger's got it. Now down low to Russell. Nice block of a pass by Martin. And now Lebosky clears it all the way down. It'll be icing on Tri-City. It does not reach. Picked up by Friedman. Final 30 seconds of the period. Here's Waterloo again. Winnecke gets held up by Hutchison. Takes a shot that's deflected over the net. Rebound played by Martin. Lost it off his stick. McMurphy on the far side. Plays it to neutral ice out of the zone. Hutchison wins a race to it. Gets negated by a Waterloo player. Big hit there by Gomez on McCray. And now Russell came in onside, taken off by McMurphy. McMurphy's got it with 5 seconds remaining in the period. He's going to get it out to neutral ice. And that'll end the second period. Storm have dominated for most of this 40 minutes, but in the final 5 minutes of the second period, the Blackhawks have scored 2 goals and made this one a hockey game. 3-2, our score after two. Storm in the lead after 40 minutes. We've got your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in the booth at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. This lead a bit closer than the Storm would have liked to see it, as they had a 3-0 lead for most of this game. At 16:07, the Blackhawks got their first of the night. It was Alec McRae on a power play goal, and then the Storm let off the gas pedal a little bit tentative in the final 4 minutes, and Brandon Salerno gets a goal. Nick Olchek came in on a rush, broke his stick on a shot. The shot went well wide of the net, banked right off the backboards, right behind Johansson and right to Salerno. Salerno able to convert on the goal and make it a 3-2 game. Storm are out shooting Waterloo 21-20 after two periods. 12-10, Waterloo outshoots the Storm in the second. And honestly, for the first 16 minutes of this second period, the Storm controlled the play. And I thought they did a great job. Net front presence, doing well in their own zone, working the puck to the center. Just exactly what you want to see in transition and neutral ice. Christian Horn picks up his first Tri-City Storm goal from Garrett Cecere and Dan Lebowski at 9:42. That made it a 3-0 game. And as I said before, the story of this game for the Storm is Christian Horn. He had his first two games for the Storm last weekend in Lincoln and Omaha. Didn't make much noise. Just kind of feeling things out. Had two practices with the Storm on Monday and Tuesday. A morning skate this morning. And Christian Horn has had 3 points here. All three goals he's had a hand in, and he's had a big hand in all three of them. The most impressive, in my opinion, the second one to L'Esperance, as he started things with a beautiful pass to Lebowski, and then L'Esperance finished with the goal. In the second period, Waterloo got their first goal on the power play. Blackhawks now 1 of 5 on the power play during this game. Storm are 1 of 4. Drew Mayer, the first goal of the night, was scored on the power play. Once again, a 3-2 lead for the Tri-City Storm. Johansson, who had been having a masterful game, has made 18 saves on 20 shots. Matthias Israelsson, 18 saves on 21 shots. So pretty close numbers for the two goaltenders through 40 minutes. A couple Storm players who have had good games. Nick Hutchison has registered 4 shots on goal through the first two periods. Nice 40 minutes played by Nick Hutchison. Alec McRae and Patrick Russell each with 4 shots on net for Waterloo here through the first two periods. In the second period, we had two penalties for Waterloo. One to Derek Pratt for interference, one to Blake Winnecke for charging, 3 to the Storm, 1 to Jalen Schultz for interference, 1 to L'Esperance for high sticking, and Kyle Eastman went for tripping at 15:40. That penalty on Eastman, the tripping penalty, turned the fortune around for the Storm as Waterloo converted on the power play with a goal by Alec McRae at 16:07, and then Brandon Salerno from Nick Olchek at 17:28. And we have a 3-2 hockey game after two periods of play. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep it running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with your out-of-town scoreboard update, your Best Western Plus trivia. Well, not trivia, Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we're now going to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Two other games going on in the USHL this evening. And both games, not close ones. Team USA has come away with a 7-1 victory on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Stampede, a team that most USHL experts picked to win the Western Conference. Right now, Omaha has been the pride of the Western Conference. Sioux Falls has looked good, and they were in second place coming into tonight, but showing signs of slowing up. And tonight, the Team USA 18 and under team with a big win, 7-1 in Ann Arbor. All kinds of goals. Shane Gershich for Team USA had a one. Dylan Larkin with two. Jack Glover and Jack Daugherty. All guys scoring goals for Team USA. And the backup goaltender for Team USA is actually an affiliate player for the Tri-City Storm. That is Jake Kiley. Kiley getting a chance here for this U.S. team. Playing the backup goaltender, didn't get into the game, but Storm keeping an eye on him as they drafted him two seasons ago. Kiley, a guy for the future for Tri-City, but a guy we're keeping our eye on, and he played in training camp in Las Vegas this summer, and the coaching staff got a good look at Jake Kiley, a name to remember for the future if you're a Tri-City Storm fan, as he's the goaltending plan as of now. You've got, and things can change. Things are very fluid, but you got Johansson and Levine this year. Levine will be hopefully the starter for the Storm next year, and then Jake Kiley would potentially be the backup next year. In two seasons, Kiley could take over the job as the starting goaltender, and that's why you hear Josh Howji and his staff doing some when they speak about the team in the future. Howji feels like for the next couple years, they have this team in really good shape with a lot of young talent that have a chance to make noise in this league. Very confident in the last couple drafts that the Storm have had that his players will come here to Kearney and produce. And you hear him talk about a guy, Matthew Freitag, who the Storm picked in the second round of the Futures draft this past year. He's up in Minnesota, just committed to the University of Wisconsin, a guy who I've seen play live, and he is a guy you can rave about. But the future is still the future. Also going on as we continue the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto, Sioux City with a 4-0 lead on the Fargo Force after two periods in the Tyson Event Center. And the Musketeers, they have looked good. They've kind of turned it up to another level, and they lead 4-0. Avery Peterson, Trevor Olson, Adam Johnson, and Tyler Mueller, all with goals for the Musketeers. And this, mind you, the Musketeers are missing their top two defensemen, Ryan Mantha and Neil Pionk, just like the Storm missing Austin Poganski and Waterloo missing Cal Peterson. So talk about a statement. You're missing your top two defensemen, and you're shutting out Fargo through two periods. That is impressive for the Musketeers, and they lead 2-0 after two. And that is your USHL out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. And now it is time for the Best Western Plus email inbox trivia question of the night. We're going to bring up the email inbox here in the broadcast booth. And we got hopefully getting to load here. There we go. The Best Western Plus email inbox. Tonight we have a question coming from, once again, we have a question from Kyle Miller. Thanks, Kyle. Returning customer here. Kyle asks, he wants to know about Christian Horn. Christian Horn has scored 3 points in this game. He wants to know, where did this Christian Horn character come from? And, well, Kyle, Christian Horn came from the University of Minnesota. The Storm were able to claim him as a free agent. Horn left the University of Minnesota after redshirting last season. Didn't see any action in the Gophers' first four games. Decided, I want to come to the USHL, play with my former teammate Dan Lebosky, and the Storm were able to pick him up. Horn's a Plymouth, Minnesota native. He's 5'11", 180 pounds, born on June 11th, 1993. So he's one of the four 1993 birth years. This is his third game for the Storm, and he has registered 3 points here, all three of the first points in a Storm uniform. For Horn, played high school hockey at Benilde St. Margaret's, and he's happy to be a part of this Tri-City Storm family here going forward. Tonight playing on a line with his teammate Dan Lebosky and Joel Lesperance. Lebosky with two assists tonight. Lesperance with his third goal of the season. That line is looking good, and they're the reason the Storm have a 3-2 lead after 40 minutes. We've got 20 minutes remaining in this game, and Waterloo has made this one an interesting one here as we move into the third period of play. We'll see what unravels in the third period. After a few minutes, we will take a break, and we'll be back to start this third and final period at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We've got 20 minutes remaining here from the Viero Event Center, and we've got a game for you, folks. It's 3-2 Tri-City Storm on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks. The Big O Tires, third period of play about to begin. Storm scored the first three goals in this one. First one for Drew Mayer, second one for Joel Esperance, third for Christian Horn. Horn with points on all three goals. Lebowski with 2 points in this one. Sasir with 2 points. Wouldn't say it would be a breakout performance for most teams, three goals, but for the Storm, that's a lot of offensive output here for the Storm. Their season high in goal scoring through the first nine games is just 4 goals. And so as we start the third period, the Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial, and Waterloo from left to right. Faceoff underway. Lebowski tried to bring it into the Waterloo end. He was stopped, and now Waterloo back the Storm's way. Blockered away by Cutler-Martin as they enter the zone. Settled out for Winnecke. A shot for Krieger. Save! Rebound! Save! Johansson! Two big saves to start the third period for Jacob Johansson. Martin's without a stick. Storm trying to scramble back. Friedman with a shot. Went wide of the net. Tried to get a deflection there. Now a shot from Cooper. Save Johansson. Rebound Krieger to the center for Russell. Back to Krieger in his skates. Lesperance knocks him down. Shot went wide of the net. Martin still without a stick. Kicked it for Lebowski to the center. And the net is off. So we'll see a stoppage. And they have trouble with that net here at the Viero Event Center. That side of the ice, because it's by the tunnel, gets skated on the most, and it's tough for them to build up the ice, I believe, thick enough to get the posts in there. And that's where you see sometimes that net comes off. The Storm will take the stoppage of play, though, as there's 19-18 remaining in the third, just underway in the Big O Tires third period of play. Waterloo putting on the pressure right away to start the third. Johansson making a couple big saves to keep the Storm ahead 3-2. Tri-City able to get this one out of their own zone. As it's moved back in by Waterloo, picked up by Sasir as the Blackhawks tag up. Banks it off the far side wall now for Gomez. Gomez banks it off the stanchion, hit a weird part of the glass, but it was dumped in deep by Glukowski, who got to the puck first. And now it's Montour for Waterloo. All the way through, icing is waved off here as it goes deep in the Storm end. Sasir on the backhand left it, and Glukowski left it for Gomez. Gomez banks it into neutral ice. Blackhawks dump it right back in deep. Johansson leaves for Sasir. Sasir behind his own net. Johansson tripped up Olchek there. And now Gomez on the far side. In onside. Gomez takes a shot. Deflection in on Yisrelson. And he made the save. Rebound loose in the Waterloo end. Picked up by the Blackhawks. Here comes Olchek. Olchek with an assist on the second goal of the night for Waterloo. Moves past one Storm defenseman. Now hits Kevin Kerr. Shot went wide of the net there from the left point and DeMario. And now Lang couldn't keep the puck on his stick as Salerno has it in the corner. Salerno turns it over to Hutchison. Hutchison elects to keep it on his stick, get to the red line and dump in deep, go on a change. DeMario on the far side now leaves it there for the Blackhawks and Austin Veith. Veith now to Clunin in neutral ice, banked it off Mayer's skate backwards as McCray turns it over to Eastman. Eastman brought the puck in onside. Eastman to the center, and Mayer let it go through. Save made by Israelson. Rebounds loose at the top of the zone. Kept alive by Wilkie for a second. Now here comes Waterloo. It's McClellan. McClellan tees up on a shot. Save. Johansson. Rebound was big there, but cleared away by Mayer. Now Eastman settles it down. Dumps it in deep to the Waterloo end. Into the near side corner. Freeman up to the near side wall. McClellan out of the zone. Veith with it in his skates. Played it to Jalen Schultz for the Storm. Touched up by Mayer deep in the Waterloo end. Icing whistled up. Mayer touched it up, but he was behind the red line. Storm just made a change on defense. Schultz and Dello are on, but Eastman is at the end of a shift. I believe Wilkie's at the end of a shift. 17-12 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2, a Tri-City Storm lead. Face-off to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Face-off is won by Waterloo. Russell banks it off the wall to Krieger. Krieger taken away from him there. Rolled in on Dello. Out of the zone it goes. Rolled back in. Waterloo's got a tag up. Schultz. And it's offside whistled as Krieger stayed in the zone for too long. Officials call this one offside. 16:57 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm again leading 3-2 over Waterloo. 3-2 was the final score the last two times these teams met. Last time these teams met. As we were here at the Viero Event Center, and it was a shootout at Waterloo 1. Aldworth scored a big third period goal for Tri-City in that one as Montour brings it past the red line, flips it in. Lang, able to settle it down, makes a nice pass to Christian Horn, who left it for Lebowski, couldn't get there in time. And now it's Winnecke back in the Storm end. Winnecke to the net. Martin shoves them off the puck, and it goes behind the net. Lang able to chip it free from Krieger. Played around the far side wall for Russell. To the center. Save Johansson. Rebound is loose behind the net. Played by Russell with Lang on him. Banked up top. A shot. Save made by the left pad of Johansson. Now it's down low again in the Storm end. Lang behind the net. Leaves it for L'Esperance. 4 minutes into the Big O Tires third period. Storm still leading Waterloo, but the Blackhawks are threatening here. Now Lang past the red line, chips in deep to the Waterloo end, rolls all the way around the near side for L'Esperance. Backhanded one to the side of the net where it was sticked by Israelson over to, looks like it was Waterloo skating there, Witala. And now Cecier to McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy gains the red line and puts it in deep for Pratt for Waterloo. Plays it to Melanson on the far side. Gomez in deep on the forecheck, almost had a turnover, but Montour plays it to Sanford on the near side. And the Blackhawks out to neutral ice. Nice turnaround pass there by Witala. In on sides, Melanson with a shot that was blocked by Glukowski. And now Cecier played it in the corner. Chance in front, deflected off McMurphy's stick. Went wide of the net, into the air. Calmed down by Hutchison, leaves it for Gomez. Gomez is one-on-one here, takes a shot, save made by Israelson. And now Berger with the rebound. Berger on the near side corner. A bouncing puck went behind the net, and Melanson left it to go out of the zone where Tori Dello collects it for Tri-City. Played it forward with the backhand. And we have a stoppage for a hand pass on Tri-City. Looked like it hit the hand of Drew Mayer and then the stick of Waterloo. But officials go with the hand pass call there. 15:01 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm clinging to a 3-2 lead. Face-off won by Tri-City, and Dello flung a pass over to Kerr. Kerr had some trouble, but got it out of the Storm end. Now it's flipped back in by Waterloo, and Kevin Kerr again with a little trouble, settles it down, plays it forward to Eastman, who got a stick on it, but it went down to the Waterloo end where DeMario played it. Now it's chipped back in the Storm end. Kerr, first man to get it, collects the puck, brings it behind his own net. Kevin Kerr started to come behind from behind the net. Now he moves forward. Nice pass on the near side, finds Drew Mayer. Mayer in onside. To the center, chipped it with his hand, and it's played by Waterloo. The hand pass negated. Now played by the Blackhawks. Olchek getting a couple shifts early on in the third period as Dello back to Berger And now it goes all the way down the ice. It's going to be icing on the Blackhawks. So 14:08 now remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm have a 3-2 lead. Their most recent goal scored at 9:42 of the second period. Christian Horns first as a member of the Storm from Cecere and Lebosky. Waterloo scored two since then to make it a 3-2 game. Storm trying to take back the control of this one. Horn off the faceoff had it, got thrown into the wall. And now Waterloo has it, but they turn it over and neutralize to Schultz. Schultz back to Lebosky, who chipped it in, but not deep, as Cooper's able to bank it out. This one goes all the way down again. Icing will be whistled. Two consecutive icings for Waterloo. 13:49 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period. 3-2 the score on the breeze. 94.5. Storm in the lead. Face off to the left of the goaltender Israelson. Playing in his third game of the season with Cal Peterson out at the World Junior A Challenge in Canada. Same place that the Storm's Austin Poganski is. Storm had the faceoff and had the puck, but now Cooper has it for Waterloo. In a neutral ice, Sanford, nice pass to McClellan where the shot was blocked by Glukowski. Nice transition by Lebosky, and L'Esperance is able to get it out of the zone. Cooper gets it back to Sanford, who's back into the Storm end. Sanford on the near side wall. Nice pass to McClellan. Gets taken down. Call coming. Glukowski touches up. It's a tripping call on Tri-City. And Waterloo heads back to the power play where they are 1 of 5 here tonight. Tripping call is on L'Esperance. The Storm will head to the GNC penalty kill. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. We have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada since 1962. Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service. Their stores are locally owned and operated, and they're deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Visit Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 3-2 lead for the Storm, and here's where it gets interesting. L'Esperance in the box for a tripping call. His second penalty of the night, took a high sticking minor in the second. Storm have Mayer, McMurphy, Dello, and Martin on the ice. Faceoff will be to the right of Johansson. Waterloo comes out with Krieger, Winnecke, Montour, Friedman, and Russell. And this will be the Storm's first big test here as they try to kill this penalty. Faceoff won by Waterloo. Friedman able to dump it in deep behind the Storm net. Martin wraps it around the near side, kept in by Montour. Montour now to Krieger on the right circle. Centering pass, Krieger gets it back. Now Krieger again on the right circle. Centering pass, broken up, and Mayer picks up a loose puck, sends it the length of the ice. Israelson leaves it there to Montour. Montour through the first 30 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. Mayer got stuck behind the play. Here comes Waterloo with an opportunity and a shot and a save made by Johansson on Krieger. Johansson, a nice job to hold on to that one, as the Storm were out of position, and he's able to hold on, force a faceoff, and reset things here on the penalty kill. 1:29 remaining in the L'Esperance penalty, 12:46 left in the game, Tri-City leading 3-2. Faceoff won by Tri-City, Glukowski right off the wall, try to get it out. Hutchison took his man down at the top of the zone. Storm are able to force it out. No penalty whistled on Hutchison. Winnecke came back in, got taken off by Lang. Eastman sends it out of the zone. It was bouncing around at the top of the zone, and it got past Montour. Now it's dumped back in deep by Waterloo, and Lang is the first man there. Lang on the far side to Glukowski, sends it the length of the ice. Minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Israelson keeps it moving to Montour on the near side. Friedman. Friedman now past the red line. In onside. Friedman shot. Save made with a blocker by Johansson. On the far side, Hutchison banks it out of the zone. Here's Eastman with a rush. Eastman moves in. Makes one move. Doesn't get a shot off. Loses the puck. Waterloo defenseman Mark Friedman falls down after the play. Gets back up. He's got 30 seconds left in the power play. They lose it in neutral ice to McMurphy, and he sends it the length of the ice once again. Israelson out to play it. Mayer in on the forecheck here. 22 seconds remaining in the Waterloo power play. Blackhawks again. Can't get it through neutral ice. It rolled off Salerno's skate right to Schultz. And Schultz sent it back in the Waterloo end. Final 10 seconds of the man advantage now. As Cooper stopped at neutral ice, McMurphy able to chip it all the way down. McRae gets to it and plays it forward. Now Waterloo's in onside. Stormer back at full strength. Puck's kept in after the play was broken up by Clunin. And now Schultz has it for Tri-City. Moves it to the near side for Lang. Lang chips one out of the zone. A slow roller. Israelson out of his net to play it to the far side for Cooper. Now Cooper played it forward. It was stopped at the storm line by Lang. And now it's loose and neutralized and played deep by Berger. Aldworth gets it off a Waterloo skate. Aldworth with a nice pass in the center. No storm was player was there, though. Wilkie and Berger were lurking. And Aldworth with a nice forechecking play. Gets it free. Shot from Berger. Save made. Israelson. Rebound. Berger keeps it in for a second. And, yes, it's in deep. Nice job by Berger. Now Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side. Nice cross-ice pass for Dello. Fakes on a shot. Takes the shot. Was blocked in front by Chase Berger. And now Waterloo. Again, a turnover neutralized. Kevin Kerr flips it in deep. Storm tag up. Go off on a change. 10 minutes remaining in this game. Storm leading 3-2 here in the Tires Therapy. Kevin Kerr in the near side corner of the Storm end. Banks it off the wall. Out of the zone it goes. Back in neutralized for Pratt and Waterloo. And now it's DeMario to Sanford in onside. Sanford backhander misses the net wide. Rebound to Christian Horn, who collects it, leaves it for L'Esperance. L'Esperance shovels a backhand pass over to Kevin Kerr, and now Kevin Kerr will start forward for the Storm. Leaves it on the far side, where Christian Horn will skate it in. Horn is offside, and Lebowski and L'Esperance have had good communication tonight, but that one's a tough offside call as Horn had some speed moving in the zone. Looked like the two forwards held their line, but linesmen say they don't. 9:46 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm leading 3-2 right here on the breeze. Face-off won by Waterloo in their own end. Pratt able to get it out of the zone. It gets past Sean Lang. Back down deep in the Storm end it goes. Lang sees pressure. Able to evade it. Up to Hutchison on the near side. Out of the zone it goes. Montour loses it to McMurphy. McMurphy in onside. Nice little pass over to Gomez. It skipped over his stick. Gomez took a shot there when he got to the puck. It was deflected wide of the net. Kept it on the near side wall by Hutchison. Now forced out by Waterloo. And Lang is back to get it. Sean Lang seeing some good ice time here in the third period. But now he turns it over to Winnecke. Winnecke moves in. Gets past Lane. Lane gets back. Lang gets back and deflects the shot into the netting. Stopping play with 9:10 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, Storm leading 3-2 over Waterloo here on a Wednesday night at the Viero Event Center. Just about to sing Lang's praises when he had a bad turnover in neutral ice that led to an opportunity for Blake Winnecke. Storm now change it up. Go with Sasir and Glukowski, Eastman, Wilkie, and Mayer. Mayer will take the faceoff to the right of Johansson. Chance for Waterloo off the draw. Sasir lost his stick, but the Storm got the puck. It's Eastman past the red line. Eastman in onside. Eastman tried to go to the center, taking off the puck. And here come the Blackhawks the other way. It's McClellan down the near side with a shot. Save made. Johansson. Big rebound picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie now on the near side. He's got speed. Wilkie lost the puck, though, and now Sasir has it. Banks it off the near side. Eastman brings it in. Here's a chance and a save offside. On the Storm, Mayer and Wilkie looked like they were on. Tough call on the Storm here. A couple times the Storm have looked like they've been good, and especially that one looked like they were way behind the play as Eastman knocked it in. Mayer and Wilkie had a wide open chance there. Offsides negates it. Now the Storm win the faceoff forward. Christian Horn couldn't get it in deep. Banked off the near side wall by Waterloo. Out to neutralize. Lebowski swings it to Dello on the far side in the Storm end. Moved it forward for Horn. Backhanded pass. And here's Lebowski's in free. Lebowski to L'Esperance. He scores! Joel L'Esperance, second of the game from Dan Lebowski. Makes it 4-2 Tri-City. Who else? Christian Horn on the second assist. His fourth point of the night. This line has been dynamic for the Storm, and Lebowski finds L'Esperance for the goal. 8:26 left in the Big O Tires third period. Lebowski had a 2-on-0 with L'Esperance. He waited, swung it over, and Joel L'Esperance. Lebowski put it right on his tape, and he beats Israelson for the second time from point-blank range. And we got a 4-2 lead for Tri-City. and they now have the momentum back in their corner. Storm win the faceoff, get it in deep into the Waterloo end. Pratt behind the net to Veith. Austin Veith, cross-ice pass. Here comes Waterloo back the other way. It's Sanford with a slap shot. Missed the net wide. Big rebound collected by Lebowski. He's transitioning with Horn. Horn's got Lesbrotz, who holds the line. Horn moves past one man. Shoot! Save made there by Israelson. Nice move by Horn. Israelson got it with a piece of the glove. Rebound is cleared deep into the Storm end. Schultz around the far side. Horn, he's got it now. Horn holding. Moving forward. Horn turns it over to Winnecke and loses an edge. Luckily for the Storm, Cutler Martin back there. He moves it around the near side wall. Krieger was waiting for it, but it skipped over his stick. Horn leaves it for McMurphy. McMurphy's in. Oh, McMurphy was in on side with Hutchison. They call him off again. Hutchison was dragging the toe. And 7:34 remains in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm just offsides here a few times. Otherwise, they'd have a couple more big chances here. McMurphy able to win the draw to Gomez, and now back on the defenseman Jalen Schultz's stick. Over to Martin. Martin forward to McMurphy, and Hutchison got it into the Waterloo end. Now moved by Patrick Russell. Russell will bring it in the zone on the far side. Takes a shot. Johansson blockers it away into the corner. 7:16 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Puck shoved on the near side where Friedman takes a hit from Hutchison. Puck's moved up to the top of the zone. Gomez first man there. Gomez into the zone with two Blackhawks defenders. Stops in the corner. Gomez trying to keep it alive. No Storm players were there to help him, though, and Friedman took it away. Now in transition, here comes Waterloo. Russell leading it again. Into Friedman. He takes a shot. Save, Johansson. Johansson was out very far at the top of the crease for that one. Saw it all the way. He trickled off his blocker into the chest. And we get a stoppage here late in the third period. 4-2, the Tri-City Storm in the lead. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by Big O Tires and check out their 6 months interest-free financing. The approval process is simple and fast. You can get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost at Big O Tires. Head to Big O Tires today. Storm with a 4-2 lead. And the man we've been talking about all night, Christian Horn, making his presence in the lineup felt in his third game with the Storm, has points on all four goals. Lesperance has two goals for the Storm. Lebowski with three assists. That is the big line for Tri-City here tonight. Josh Howgie may have found himself a nice combination. We've still got 6:50 remaining here in the third Big O Tires third period of play. As we will see a face-off to the right of Johansson. Salerno against McMurphy on the draw. Face-off is won by Tri-City. Glukowski off the wall and out of the zone. Rolling into the Waterloo end. Icing waved off. Back to get it is Pratt for the Blackhawks. Big forecheck there from Hutchison. Moves it to the far side where we see Olchek get stood up. And now it's picked back up by the Blackhawks and moved by Montour out of the zone. Rolling to the Storm end. Race for icing. Icing's waved off. And Lang goes into the wall with Melanson. Nice job by Lang. Then again, Melanson. McMurphy turns it up for Gomez. Gomez out of the zone. McMurphy throws a hit on Montour. Played right in front of the Storm bench here. And Gama's able to win the battle, and it banked off the wall out of play. Hit the glass there in between the two teams' benches. 6:10 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play, 4-2. Storm lead over Waterloo. Les Brons to take a draw, a neutral ice against Witala. Lebowski was tied up there, but the Storm able to win the draw, and Dello tried to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. He was negated there. Lost his stick. Puck went to the center. Chipped away by Sasir. Bouncing puck. He settles it over to Lebowski. Lebowski throws it to neutral ice. Hit off a Waterloo stick. Went into the Waterloo end. All the way back down for the Storm. And Tori Dello, who just got his stick, and he plays it as Sasir. Sasir forward. Lebowski got a piece of it. Gets it in deep to the Waterloo end. Lesperance against Cooper in the near side corner. Lesperance turned it up to Lebowski with a backhand shot. Went deflection wide. And now into the corner, Lebowski keeps the play alive. Over to Christian Horn. Horn on the near side with Lebowski. Lebowski finds it free. Lesperance was in front. He couldn't get a stick on it. And now here comes Waterloo. And Sanford trying to find Veith. Veith in offside. Waterloo should have had a tag up there. Friedman able to take a shot that was deflected wide of the net. Dello forward for Lebowski, who chips it into the Waterloo end. Icing waved off. Storm leading 4-2, and we are now into the Diamond Vogel Final Five here at the Viero Event Center. Here comes Waterloo. Russell with a shot, blocked away by Johansson. Rebound, an opportunity for Krieger. Dello knocked him off the play, and now Berger on the far side. Tried to chip it in deep, hit the linesman as the Storm moved in, but the Storm keep it alive, put it behind the Waterloo net. Mayer chugging over there, hits his man into the corner, but the puck comes out of the zone. Eastman steps into his man, and Berger able to flip it into the Waterloo end. 4:30 remaining, the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City with a two-goal lead. Waterloo in on side. Winnecke with a shot, and Johansson sticks it into the netting, stopping play with 4:24 remaining in regulation. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 4:24 remaining in regulation. Waterloo now out shooting the Storm 33-30 as they try to climb their way back into this game. They trail 4-2. Face off to Johansson's right in the Storm end. McClellan against McMurphy. McClellan wins it. Clunin with a turnaround shot off the pipe. It hits the post in the top left corner of the net. Hutchison able to get it out of the zone on the rebound. Storm dodge a bullet there as a big shot taken by Clunin. Now Tri-City with it in neutral ice. Gomez able to backhand it deep. Took a hit. Got it in deep on Israelson. Moved around the near side. Olchek. Olchek stumbled a bit. And the puck's chipped in the air. McMurphy bats it down. Moves it forward. Gomez on the near side. Gomez chipped it in deep. McMurphy there on the forecheck trying to take it away from Pratt. But Pratt able to shelter it. Banked it off Gomez's stick, and Gulkowski able to fire it back in deep into the zone. 3:45 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five as the Blackhawks get it out of the zone, but not much further as Christian Horn took it back. L'Esperance able to slap it back in deep. Israelson out of his net once again, plays it on the near side for Sanford. Zach Sanford makes one move, gets taken down, no call coming. Here's Brandon Salerno. Takes a shove from Lebowski, still controls. Lang shoves him into the corner. And Clunin is getting called for a penalty, or somebody's getting called for a penalty. Johansson end up with the puck. It's a holding call, and it's going to come to Tri-City. Thought Clunin was holding up Lang. Lang is whistled for the holding call. 3:17 remaining here in regulation. Hold on Sean Lang here in his first game at the Viero Event Center. Salerno went down, and that is the call. So, the Storm to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. 3:17 remaining. Big penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm here. Up two goals, 4-2 on Waterloo. Faceoff is won by the Blackhawks, but Eastman gets to it and gets it out of the zone. Eastman looks like he got slashed on the hand. He's a warrior. He's hanging in there. Fixed his glove. Blackhawks in offside. Stoppage of play with 3:02 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Just 14 seconds into the penalty time on Sean Lang, who's in the box for holding. Late in the game here at the Viero Event Center, a Wednesday night thriller for Storm fans. 4-2 the score here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by Waterloo. Mario lost it in his skates. Here's Eastman with a shorthanded rush. Eastman with a shot. He missed the net wide. A couple players barreling into the backboards. Eastman trying to get his stick back from the Waterloo player who was holding it. Eastman able to yank it out of his hands. Fans wanting a call deep in the Waterloo end. They're not going to get one. Eastman throwing his body around, trying to take the puck away from DeMario. And now it's Winnecke past the red line. Stopped at the line by Dello, who sends it all the way down. 1:17 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. 2:30 remaining in regulation here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. McClellan's in onside. Stopped there by Gluckowski. Mayer sends it the length of the ice. Cooper will be there waiting for it in the Waterloo end. Fires it over to Olchek, who's in onside. Olchek wraps it around the boards to the far side for Cooper. Takes a hit from Gluckowski. Cooper gets it back. Throws a shot. Missed wide. Olchek had a deflection there that missed the net wide. Now Gluckowski pries it free in the corner. Hutchison gets to it and clears the length of the ice. 2 minutes remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Waterloo with it now. Waterloo with the puck on the power play here as we get a hold up there on the far side. Puck's deep in the Storm end now. Martin able to swing it into the Waterloo bench. Watch out. The Blackhawks there as Martin swung that one into the Waterloo bench to stop play with 1:43 remaining in regulation. 4-2, the Storm lead here on Waterloo late in the third period of play. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Waterloo. Montour on the far side. Montour down low to the center. Puck's bouncing around the crease. Shot went off the outside of the net. Martin banks it off the near side wall and all the way down. Minute 30 to go in the final five. 10 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill. Wrapped around by Israelson out of the Waterloo end. L'Esperance chipped it away for a second, but here comes Witala. He was in onside, lost the puck, got it back. Storm are back at full strength now. Waterloo with Israelson still in net. Got a chance in front of the Storm end. Puck's bouncing around. It's cleared out of there and out of the zone. Now Israelson to the bench. Waterloo with an extra attacker. 1:03 remaining. Storm leading by two. Shot in deep by Montour. Waterloo goes and chases. And a stoppage. They're offside. So the offside call this time comes back to bite the Blackhawks. 56 seconds remaining in regulation. Tri-City with a 4-2 lead here on the Blackhawks. Trying to hold on to this one. We get a timeout whistle here for Waterloo as they look to try to will themselves back into this one. Once again, 4-2, the lead here for the Storm as we get a quick timeout. Storm trying to hold on to this one. Player of the night has been Christian Horn with 4 points. He's got a point and had a hand in every single one of the Storm's goals. Johansson has made 32 saves on 34 shots and has his team in position to pull out a win if they can hold off Waterloo for 54 more seconds. It's a 4-2 game. The Storm have not won in their last six games. Now, they've gotten points in their last six games, but they have not had an outright win in their last six games. Excuse me, there's 56 seconds left in this one. Storm go with Lebowski, Horn, L'Esperance, Glukowski, and Martin. And the faceoff here in neutral ice for Waterloo will be taken by Peter Krieger. Puck is dropped. Scrum for one by Waterloo. They move it in the zone. Lebowski, first man there, sends it all the way down the ice. Icing will be whistled on Tri-City. Montour back there to touch up. Clock ran off about an extra second there at the Viero Event Center. Clock reading 45 seconds. Officials are going to reset this. It'll go back to about 46 or so seconds as they reset the clock. Face off in the Storm end now. L'Esperance will take the draw against Krieger. Storm couldn't change. 47.3 remains on the clock here in regulation. Face-off to the right of Johansson. Sanford on the draw for Waterloo after they got tossed. Face-off is scrum for. Won by Waterloo. Chance in front was blocked. And now it's on the far side. Sanford throws one in front. Couple chances for Waterloo. Pushed aside. And the Storm trying to clear. Waterloo keep it in. Montour with another chance in front was blocked. And now it's Martin in the corner. Martin trying to pry the puck free. 25 seconds left in regulation. Martin moves into the near side corner. Shoves his man down. Puck comes free to Friedman with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. At the bottom of the circle. Lebowski gets to it. Throws it in the air. Loose puck. It's Christian Horn with 8 seconds to go. He seals it. Officials. And there's a fight here, or attempt to fight. I don't know if this goal's going to count. The officials may have stopped the play before Horn scored. Now, I don't know. Glukowski goes to the box. This game has been very tame here as far as physical play. That's a clear path to the net for Christian Horn. They escort Sanford out of the game. Glukowski's in the box. It looks like Glukowski and Sanford got caught up behind the play. And I don't know if this goal is going to count for Horn. It was fitting that Horn was going to have a chance to put the icing on the cake for the Storm. And they have put it up on the board now. The officials are talking with the scorers in the scorers' booth. You got to think this is going to be a good goal. He had a clear path to the net. There's no goalie on the ice. Couple punches thrown between Sanford and Glukowski. The officials just got Sanford out of there as quick as they could. The goal is up on the board. We may see a Waterloo power play. Trying to get an explanation here. 6 seconds remaining in this game. So it looks like they're going to count the goal. There's a penalty whistle, looks like, to Johansson for roughing. And they say no goal on the ice. So Jacob Johansson, I guess he's earned that. Quick face-off shot off the draw from Cooper. Goes into the far side. It goes out of the zone. That'll do it for this one. The Storm play the most complete effort of the season. They pick up their third win of the year in dramatic fashion here at the Viero Event Center. Final score, 4-2, Tri-City over Waterloo. And the Storm get a chance to salute their fans here on a Wednesday night in Kearney when they outplayed one of the best teams in the Western Conference, the Waterloo Blackhawks. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show in just a few moments right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center for the Old Chicago postgame show. The Tri-City Storm pick up their third victory of the 2013-14 season here at the Viero Event Center. The final score, 4-2 over the Waterloo Blackhawks. And what a team effort here from the Tri-City Storm. Jacob Johansson picks up the win. The top line of Lebowski, Lesperance, and Horn working really well together, had a hand in all the goals. And the Storm, once again, a big win here in the middle of the week, heading into a weekend series where they'll face Lincoln and Sioux City, who is red hot. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And here in the press box, the Tri-City Storm, we will recap this one. Your Stadler Implement game recap. Tri-City came out in this one and played like they were determined to win this game. And they got off to a 2-0 lead in the first period, and that goes a long way. Drew Mayer on the power play to start the scoring from Christian Horn and Garrett Cecere. Horn left a little drop pass as he entered the zone, and Mayer fired a shot to the top right corner of the net to beat the goaltender for Waterloo, Matthias Israelson. At 7:59 of the first period, the Storm had themselves a 1-0 power play goal. Mayer, his first goal for the Tri-City Storm this season. Horn's first point for the Storm, and Cecere's first assist of the season. Then, 7 minutes later, it was Joel Lesperance off a pretty play, which was started by Christian Horn. Got it to Lebowski. Lebowski was in by himself with Lesperance, and Lebowski found Joel Lesperance for his third goal of the season, making it 2-0 Storm. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead after one. They outshot Waterloo 11-8 in that first period. Second period, the Storm pick up where they left off. Again, had a great start, dominating play, controlling things, and they got a goal to lead 3-0. Christian Horn, his first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm. Garrett Cecere and Dan Lebowski pick up assists. The second assist for both of those players on the night. That goal at 9:42 of the second period. Horn from Cecere and Lebowski had the Storm leading 3-0. And then Waterloo worked their way back into this game. A penalty call to Kyle Eastman for tripping. Alec McCray scores a power play goal from Ryan Clunan and Nick Olchek at 16:07. Olchek factored into both of the Waterloo goals here tonight. And that one, Alec McCray found the back of the net on a rebound in front of Johansson at 16:07 to make it 3-1. And then the Blackhawks started to get back into this one. Storm started to play a little tentative late in the second period. And then that's when they got burned. Waterloo scored another goal in under 2 minutes. Brandon Salerno found a rebound. This time it was Nick Olchek who entered the zone, broke his stick on a shot. The puck went off the backboards right to Brandon Salerno, and Salerno with an easy tap-in as Johansson was out of position from originally the shot from Olchek that missed the net. That goal at 17:28, under 2 minutes after the McCray goal, and we had ourselves a game entering the third period. But that is when things matter most, and that's when the Storm shine. Waterloo had plenty of chances in the third. The Storm, in the third period, took four penalties, and the last two, just came with 6 seconds left. But the two penalties to Lesperance and Sean Lang for tripping and holding earlier in the third gave Waterloo two power play opportunities, which they were unable to convert on in the third period. The only goal of the final frame for Joel Lesperance and a similar play. Christian Horn starts things for the Storm, got it to Lebowski, who was sprung free in front of the Storm net. And instead of shooting it, Lebowski waited and set up Lesperance for a perfect, perfect shot. Lesperance able to beat Israelson for the second time tonight. Now with four goals on the season for Joel Lesperance. And just really put the Storm in a 4-2 lead. Kind of stretched out that lead. They had a chance to make it 5-2 with an empty net at the end of the game. But a penalty to Glukowski, Zach Sanford, and Jacob Johansson, all for roughing in front of the Storm net, negated what would have been an empty net goal for Christian Horn. Either way, the Storm come away with a win, 4-2 the final score. Johansson makes 34 saves on 36 shots. Matthias Israelson, 26 saves on 30 shots for Waterloo here in defeat tonight. And the Storm pick up their first win of the season over the Blackhawks, their third win overall. They get their 7th and 8th points of the season here tonight. And that is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a look now at the three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars tonight, all members of the Tri-City Storm, and all coming on one line here. Lebowski, Lesperance, and Christian Horn playing together and making a difference here for Tri-City. Really, just Lebowski picks up a bunch of assists here, and he will be the third star. Lebowski setting up Lesperance twice in front of the net. He also picked up an assist on Christian Horn's goal, so three assists for Dan Lebowski on the four Storm goals, and he is the third star here tonight for Tri-City. Second star also for the Storm, number 27, Joel Lesperance. And Lesperance got two of the four goals for the Storm, both set up by Lebowski and Christian Horn. Both very similar plays where Lebowski found Lesperance wide open in front, and Lesperance made the Waterloo Blackhawks pay for leaving him wide open, beating Israelson both times pretty cleanly. Nice looking shots for Lesperance. Almost too easy for him right in front of the net. Great setups from Lebowski. Lesperance, the second star of the game. The number one star of the game, playing in his first game at the Viero Event Center, number 21, Christian Horn. Horn factored into all four of the Storm goals. He had the first assist on Mayer's power play tally, started the first Joel Lesperance goal with a fantastic pass to spring Lebowski free. Then he scored on a deflection in front off a shot from Garrett Cecere, and finally, again, started the play that wound up with Lesperance beating Israelson in the third period that extended the Storm lead to 4-2. Christian Horn, the number one star here tonight, presented by New West in a 4-2 Tri-City Storm victory. Now the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night goes to Nick Hutchison for the Tri-City Storm. Hutchison had a very nice night for Tri-City, ends up with four shots on net, winning battles, doing the best he can on the penalty kill. One of his best games here in a Storm uniform. It was his sixth game. He has yet to register a point for Tri-City, but he's doing all the right things when it comes to working hard, playing the system the right way, and doing a good job here tonight on line with Ryan McMurphy and Garrett Gomez. Nick Hutchison, your Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight. We are going to take a break here on the Old Chicago post-game show and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, and he'll talk to us about how well this one went. Tri-City Storm with a complete effort and a 4-2 win over a team, the Waterloo Blackhawks, that had won six games in a row up until a loss on Saturday. Now the Blackhawks have lost two in a row. Storm hoping to start a winning streak here. They'll have games on Friday and Saturday to come this week. But we still got the rest of tonight to get to here first. Josh Howgy coming up next here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Save now at Diamond Vogel on all paints during our October decorating sales event at all eight Nebraska store locations, or visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Sale ends October 19th.
Diamond Vogel.
What are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5. But, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at the Viero Event Center, Jared Schaffrin, the old Chicago postgame show after a 4-2 win for the Tri-City Storm. And first, before we talk to the head coach, Josh Howgie, we will talk to tonight's first star of the night. That is Christian Horn. Horn in his first game here at the Viero Event Center, scoring a goal and 3 assists. And Christian, first of all, you get your first game here in this building. How did it feel to step on the ice here?
It felt great. You know, it's been a while since I've been able to play a full game, and coming in here, you know, just trying to impress some of the fans that have never seen me before and trying to get my feet wet. Luckily, I was, lucky enough to have a good night, and it felt good.
Yeah, and you found your place here with Joel Esperance, Dan Lebosky. Obviously, Lebosky, a guy who you knew pretty well. I talked to Dan a little bit. He said you didn't play on the same line too much when you're in high school, but obviously familiar with him being that you played in high school, and seems like you guys were working really well.
Yeah, you know, you always have a good chemistry with the guys you go to high school with. We were lucky enough to play on the power play together in high school and have a good high school team. And Joel's a big guy. You know, he's 6'2". He knows how to skate, and he knows how to shoot the puck. And if you're with a guy that you've played with for, you know, 3 years in high school, you already got some pretty good chemistry there. And if you had our centerman just doing his job and moving his feet and shooting the puck like we want him to, it works pretty well.
Now, you come here to the USHL. You played up at Minnesota for a little bit. Obviously, some world-class athletes that you're playing with up there. How has the pace of the game been for you here? You're through three games now.
Absolutely. You know, it's tough. It's tough playing in Minnesota. It's you know, it's a hockey factory out there. But playing around here, there's some great talent out here. You know, it's I'm a little winded after a couple shifts late in the game, and I got to get my core back a little bit. But you know, it's a pretty good pace. I feel like I can get my feet moving up and down the ice out there. And you know, there's always some good talent. That's why so many kids come to this league, and it's really fun to play in. And I'm enjoying every minute of it right now.
Talked to your coach here before this game, and he said having three games in the week was going to benefit you. Do you feel the same way just getting back on the ice and getting out playing some games?
Absolutely. You know, I've only practiced with the team twice, and playing games feels great. You know, again, practice isn't bad at all. You know, they're fun practices, and Coach Howard is a great guy. But just being able to play games and, you know, understanding what that speed is like and being able to do what I can do out there feels awesome, and, you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
All right, Christian Horn here. Thanks a lot for joining us in the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we'll have him pass the microphone right over to his head coach now, Josh Howgie, as we once again thank Christian for joining us. And as we get Coach on the headset here, Coach, seems like it's been a little while since we could talk about a win and a solid effort from you guys here, but I think really a full performance here from your team.
Yeah, it was our most complete game of the season. I thought that we did a lot of things well. You know, definitely some areas that we can still tighten up and improve on. I thought we didn't handle the adversity of giving up that goal. You know, it took us to get into the intermission and really respond. But overall, much better job of taking care of pucks, a much better job of just being responsible and playing a team game. And overall, yeah, most complete effort of the season thus far.
Now, last game you faced Waterloo back on October 12th. You need your goaltender to make, I believe it was like 54 saves that Jacob made, and you lose in the shootout. Through two periods tonight, Jacob had only had seen 20 shots, and he ends up facing 36. What was the difference here between October 12th, just defensively, as far as how many shots you allowed here from then to now?
Well, for us, I mean, you saw us actually turning a team over tonight instead of us being the ones doing all the turnovers. I mean, taking all the turnovers, it was completely different as far as how we played. We were responsible. We bought into the systems. We executed the systems, and they got rewarded for it. And that game a month ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, like, it was embarrassing. I mean, we're trying to, you know, beat guys, and it's young team. Like, these young forwards don't know what it takes to score, and I think that they're starting to see that if you do things the right way, you'll get an opportunity. And, you know, today we had some opportunities that we didn't finish, but it was good for us to, you know, have a night where we got four, because I think this team has the ability to score, you know, on a bad night, three goals. So for us to get four here with a lot of other chances, I thought that was great.
Now, obviously, the big line here tonight, Lebowski, Horn, L'Espérance. Horn, we just talked to him. You know, seems like it was a big night for him, but the line, obviously, as a whole, seemed to really gel here.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me with Dan Lebowski? Like, he hasn't scored a goal yet, and he gets a breakaway, and both times he gets a breakaway, he makes an unbelievable pass. Like, I didn't even see Joel there half on both of them, and he finds them. He's tremendously talented, unbelievable vision. Joel's a great goal scorer, and I think Christian, you know, like, he's been, you know, a missing piece for us. It's so nice to have that veteran presence in the locker room. He's a guy that when we deliver a message, he can say, hey, I've been to the college level. That's what they're asking. You know, it's not like we're asking them to do something that they're not going to see at the Division I level, which most of these guys, if not all these guys, are going to play eventually, and he's there to back us up and to, you know, it's only been a couple practices. I think he's been here with us in a couple games, but he's made a huge difference, and his veteran presence is great to have.
Something that I noticed before his goal, and then that's where he got rewarded, is you guys seem to have a lot of bodies in front of the net, a lot of chances to deflect pucks, especially in that second period. It seemed like you guys were all over the net, and then Christian got rewarded. Is that something that you saw as well?
Yeah, we talked about it before the game, that 80% of our goals have come from, you know, what we call the dirty area, grade A scoring chances. Like, and we got, again, you get rewarded when you get there, and that's been a problem for us. We don't get to the net, and, you know, tonight, again, they get there and they get rewarded. So it's just, it's nice when you, as a coach, when you're delivering a message and you think they're starting to get it. So that's the big thing, is I think, you know, Coach Bittner and Coach Largent and Coach Blaze have done a tremendous job, you know, staying positive with the guys, keeping me positive through, you know, some struggles here. But it's really, this is a game for us is what we needed.
Finally, another guy who got on the board for the first time tonight and got you guys on the board is Drew Mayer. Seemed like a really nice shot, again, set up by Christian Horn. But how big is it for him to start scoring and be another factor in the offense for you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more secondary, and I say that with Drew, I don't think he's a secondary goal scorer for us. I think he could be a, you know, but to get more guys involved in the offense, to get different guys scoring, I think that'll really make us a deeper and a more dangerous hockey team.
All right, Josh Howgie here joining us after a 4-2 victory tonight at the Viero Event Center over Waterloo. Thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us, and we'll talk to you in a couple days.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Final score, 4-2 Storm win. Josh Howgie and Christian Horn joining us in the Old Chicago postgame show. And Tri-City picks up their third victory of the season, their first victory from the Viero Event Center in regulation here this season. Before we sign off, quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard here. The Team USA, I believe it was the 17-under team here, defeats Sioux Falls 7-1 in Ann Arbor. Big win for Team USA, who has gotten a lot of points here early in the season at the top of the Eastern Conference. Sioux City with a dominating 4-1 win over Fargo. The Storm will see the Musketeers on Saturday at the Tyson Event Center. And the final game was the Tri-City Storm defeating the Waterloo Blackhawks right here at the Viero Event Center by a final score of 4-2. Once again, we want to thank Caleb back in studio for doing a great job as well. We want to thank Josh Howgie, Christian Horn for joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. And we want to tell you that our next broadcast will be Friday night here at the Viero Event Center, a 7:30 start time. We'll have the pregame show at 7:10, Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars for the third time here this season. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.